typically
radio.
Or clout. But if they have both.
1 to 3.
Like, what's the angle?
Yeah.
You have to build a relationship.
Yeah, we got to mute our mics.
All right, works.
Because we're...
All
right. What time you want Christina to come?
7:45.
Okay.
Because the girls will be here. I want her downstairs with them, with Zena. Zena can't wait with them, but in the studio, I want her to help with the girls.
By the way,
Yeah, what?
You can mute it, Mike. Mo?
It is me. He subscribed.
I see everything, nigga.
To Aaron Pox and Flaming.
Hey, did you stop the channel, though?
Oh, no.
Then to watch it.
You know what's funny? Niggas be like, wait, Chris is in the studio. Why are you streaming? I'm like, he's streaming? Oh, he is streaming. Oh, good to know.
Yeah, but all the time, I was...
Your own nigga snitch on you, nigga.
No, it's
like,
not.
What's
fine,
streaming?
Merch gang, a.k.a. Snitch gang.
Was Chris sick? He's streaming right now. I'm like, oh, shit, let me go check it out. He is streaming.
All right, let's go, man. All right.
This nigga, man. Ready?
Chris the bum, bro.
Nigga, I was sick. I didn't even stream. I was really sick.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
2.
And we are live. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh Infinite Podcast, man. We're making jokes before. Man, we got a lot to talk about. Let's get into it.
Let's go.
We are back. Live. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh Air Podcast, man. It is Friday, a.k.a. Call-In Show Friday, man. Okay, quick announcement before we get into the show. Number one, first and foremost, rumble.com/freshandfit. Rumble.com/freshandfit.
Rumble.com?
Sorry. I feel like you guys have been around you fucking guys too much. Rumble.com/freshandfit, motherfuckers.
Yep.
Subscribe to the goddamn channel.
100K or bust, man.
Hit 100K
yep.
immediately. So we could take over another platform. If you guys help us hit 100K, I'll make fun of all of our ops.
And look, at the same time, if we go anywhere, we're going to be on Rumble. So help us get there, man. All the way.
Facts, big facts. Especially nowadays. Because I made a post on a community post for y'all. Because some of you guys, you know, weren't too happy about the Rumble switch. And, yo, what the hell? And Rumble this and Rumble that. Guys, you got to understand that when you make this type of content, they are gunning for you, okay, guys? And you want to know how I know that we are shadow banned?
Huh.
I'll give you guys a perfect example. We went ahead. We did a collab with our guy, Andrew Tate. Hits like 700K views. I see bum-ass channels with no subscribers, nothing. They do a collab with Andrew Tate, millions of views. So yeah. That's how I knew right there and then. I was like, yeah, we're shadow banned, 1,000%.
And also, our clips are taken by other people and posted. They get thousands of views.
Yeah.
Ours? Minimized.
Yeah.
It's crazy, bro.
Like, other people take our shorts, bro, and get hundreds of thousands
of views.
Millions, actually, because I looked at the top views on their joint.
Yeah.
Millions of views on our content. So that's how I know our stuff is 1,000% shadow banned.
Yeah.
So we probably would have been at 2 million subs, maybe more, if we weren't getting hit with the shadow bans, but we are, bro. So it is what it is, guys. So us looking at the numbers, us seeing other people use our content and get more views than the original content creators is crazy, right? And then, obviously, you know, our boy Andrew Tate doing that interview didn't even hit 1 million. But other people that have nothing to do with the sphere, have nothing to do with like this type of content, bam, get millions of views. So I was like, yeah, we're shadow banned 1,000%. And they took our video down, too, with Andrew because they're haters and he's speaking facts against the Matrix. So,
yeah. But it is on Locals.
Yeah, it's on Locals if you guys want to see it.
And Rumble.
All of our content's on there, freshandfit.locals.com. But, yeah, guys, you know, we see the writing on our wall. They canceled Andrew. They canceled Sneeko. They canceled Tommy Sotomayor. They canceled a bunch of our friends that make similar content. I, like, it's just a matter of time until we get fucking canceled. You know what the thing is? I say worse shit than all of them. Maybe not Tommy. But I say worse shit than Andrew. You know what I mean? We made jokes about this in Romania when I was there. I was like, yeah, like, bro, if they cancel you, bro, we done, nigga. Once we get hit
next.
Like, if they ever talk about us at a school affair or some shit like that, oh, these guys, Myron Gaines and Fresh Prince, you know, looks like this podcast. Oh, God, what the
what?
We done, bro. We're done.
Pretty much.
What the fuck?
So,
Rumble.
Yeah. So, guys, go on over to Rumble, man. And then also for some of you guys, oh, yeah, of course we signed a Rumble deal. This is a fucking business. All right. This is the other thing, too, I want to say real quick, because I'm not going to sit here and hide my dick in my wallet and all this shit. This is a fucking business. There are people that depend on us to make shit happen. If we don't, people go fucking broke and can't pay their bills.
Yeah.
People depend on me and Fresh, bro. A lot of people, actually, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
So I'll be fucking damned if we don't take care of our fucking people. That's what we have to do. Okay? So if we got to go to Rumble, but Anaconda's better too. We got bitches scared to step on scales and saying the F-bomb and, you know, Chris going crazy being able to make coherent sentences. It's wild over there on Rumble.
Yeah, it's
Fresh
different.
Actually tells bitches they're retarded. It's amazing.
Listen, man, that was not for YouTube ears.
Oh. Like, yeah, Rumble Fresh is actually fresh for real.
Refreshing.
Yeah, it's refreshing. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm PC on YouTube, man. I gotta be
green
real.
As hell on YouTube, but this nigga really is some chick trying to challenge the authenticity of this jewelry. This nigga went crazy on her. I was like, yo, this is wild. This is lit. I'm even shocked.
My mom
doesn't act this way with girls in real life, and I'm like, what the hell's going on here? So
listen, man.
So yeah, guys. So for those reasons, number one, we're shadow banned on YouTube. It's a proven fact. We told you guys why. The clips, our interviews don't hit the same reach, etc. Yeah. It is what it is, right? Number two, we got people fucking depending on us. This is a fucking business at the end of the day. All right. And then number three, cancellation is imminent at this point. It's just a matter of time, bro.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of time. We hope we don't. We want to keep giving y'all content on YouTube, but we would be stupid to not look around and see all of our friends who make similar content get fucking taken down. Because keep in mind, we're not just collaborating with Sneeko and Andrew. And these guys are our fucking friends. We talk to them almost every day. You got what I'm saying?
And instead of being reactive, we're being proactive. So look, that's the next step.
Matter of fact,
if you fuck with us,
Andrew's the one that put us in touch with Rumble in the first place.
Yeah, 100%.
He made the call for us to the president himself. That's how close we are with those guys, man. So that's why you're never going to see us. You know, people could say whatever the fuck they want to say about Andrew. We Andrew got our loyalty 1,000%. He already knows.
Solid guy, man.
You know?
Yo, my birthday. Private jet to London. Who does that shit, bro?
Yeah.
All paid for, cake. Took us to dinner, bro.
Yeah.
Top G, bro.
The Tates are good men, bro. The Tates are good men. So anybody that says anything negative about them, like, fuck y'all. We don't really give a shit what you guys think. Like, oh, Tates are friends. Fuck you guys. We know them personally. They're our friends. They're good people. We don't give a fuck. But we'd be crazy to not see our friends getting taken down for some bullshit, man.
Yeah.
Some bullshit. They took Andrew and Sneeko down. So it is what it is, guys. You know, if you guys don't like us switching over to Rumble, hey, man, you know, we're still going to be on YouTube. You can go ahead and watch the stuff on YouTube. Most of the content is going to stay there. It's not going to go nowhere. But we're going to have to cut the streams mid-show a lot of times so that we can go ahead and do what the hell we want to do and obviously fulfill obligations. And it is what it is, man. It's the business at the end of the day.
And you should want to see us unfiltered, bro, because, like, dude, we're holding back on YouTube. You want to see the real us? Come to Rumble.
Go watch the last stream, bro.
Yeah.
You all see what it's like. Go watch the last stream.
Yeah.
There's no mercy on these 304s over there, bro.
It is retarded.
Oh, what? And that Twitch again.
Man. I mean, in minutes.
Goddamn. Okay, cool.
I wanted to hold off, but Fresh.
I thought we were on Rumble.
Well, Chris knows the fucking Twitch rules. We know that.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Streaming while he's sick. Can't come to the studio, but streaming.
All right, man,
guys,
real force, man.
Speaking of black people, I'm drinking. Wait, what are we talking about? Black people?
Watermelon?
We're talking about somebody now showing up to work. Oh, okay. I got my watermelon monster.
Yeah,
we got niggas like Chris in the house not showing up to work. Yeah, megaphone. See, look at this. The Rumble is already trickling over. We haven't even went to Rumble yet. I can't be saying this shit on here.
God damn.
Yeah, man. Anyway. Are we still on?
Fine.
Yeah, we're still here. Yeah. Cool. We're still here.
All right, we're still here. All right, sweet.
Yes,
you know what? Nah, they all going at Kanye right now. They're too busy.
Yeah.
Attention.
He's taking all the attention right now.
He's taking all the attention, so we're safe. All right, we're on Megaphone, guys. We got two different channels, so Megaphone, Fresh Fit After Hours. Check us out on Discord as well.
Yep.
Get the merch, FreshFitPodcast.com, and then subscribe to our other YouTube channel, Fresh Fit Clips, guys. 75% of the people on that channel are now subscribed, so go subscribe to the goddamn channel.
And the vlog channel, guys, I was sick, so I didn't post for a couple of days. But vlog dropping tomorrow, and live streams once again back on track. Put your gun away. Let's go. And then Fetit.
Oh, yeah, guys, check me out on Fetit. The last episode I dropped was the serial killer case. The railroad killer. The railroad killer who is a serial killer. He made it on the top 10 FBI's most wanted list back in the 90s. He was breaking into people's houses, killing them, and then eating their food and then staring at their driver's licenses.
Wait, what?
Yeah, very strange, yeah. So what he would do is he would travel on railroad tracks, okay? And then he'd get off in the middle of random places, right? Typically rural areas in Texas, Florida, California, and Georgia. He'd go to the nearest house, go in there, break in, kill whoever was in there with whatever object was in the house, okay? And then he would eat their food, sit in the house for hours, lurk around, and then stare at their driver's licenses, then leave.
Okay. What? That is not weird at all. That's actually normal.
You think it's bad as the other nice darker guy that ejaculates on carpets?
That's worse.
That's worse, right?
But
drawing pentagrams on the fucking
wall.
This
is actually peculiar because why? What the? No, never mind.
Bro,
I'll tell
you this.
I don't want to know why.
Speaking of Rumble, it's not the key's not in.
So, shit. It should have been in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Rumble. I already got it saved. It's Rumble. Yep.
Oh, Friday. Boom.
No. Boom. Boom. We live now. So
let's go.
Yeah. So we're on Rumble Live as well right now, guys.
Rumble.
These serial killers, bro, they do a bunch of weird shit. Ted Bundy was weird too. So was John Wayne.
Ejaculation, bro. That's the next level. Like, swear that shit, bro. What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yo, that's somebody's son.
Yeah. No, I think the weirdest one was this dude named John Wayne Gacy. He dressed up as a clown during the day, but then he would kill people at his house. Dudes that work for him, boys, like teenage kids.
The movie It. There you go. That's a real hit.
Yeah, I hate clowns, bro. So
Chris, that was you?
Yeah, it was me.
That was too good, bro. That's too good, bro.
Well, you used to be a teacher. All right. And then what about you fucking guys?
I should know Mo's anniversary today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Mo, you want to tell
yo,
us your anniversary?
Yo, nigga was like,
look at Chris fuck it up again.
Yo, nigga's like, yo, this is my 1 year. I'm happy to be here, guys. I'm like, all right, Mo.
I mean, right. I am
what
happy to be
him?
Here. That is true.
No,
hey,
like,
I was like, hey, Fatica, get back over there behind the board. Nigga was mad hype. That was my 1 year anniversary. Like, we're supposed to say, like, oh, yeah, that's fucking awesome.
Nigga, we've been here what?
Yo, because, you know, I was telling Myron, like, yo, so for our 1 year anniversary, right, we're going to do the Trust Fall Challenge. And Myron was like, hell yeah, let's do the Trust Fall Challenge.
Let's do it right now.
In the middle of the live.
Let's do it right now.
Nope,
you feel me?
That's a lie. I did not agree to such
a
thing.
You don't feel me?
No.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
All right. And then what about you, Chris? You want to let the people know what's going on new with you besides playing hooky?
Yes. shout out to you guys, by the way. Shout out to the chat, to community, Discord. I see you guys. You know, the feedback from the shows, the girls coming in, the new girls. Shout out to the team. And by the way, man, shout out to Mo, man. 1 year anniversary, man. Without Mo, he's been a huge asset. Anything I tell him, he's on point with things. And just, you know, just we're growing as a team together. 2 years and beyond, road to 10 mil.
You know
exactly.
What? You know why?
We get a diamond.
Hold on. You know what Chris appreciates Mo?
What?
Covers his ass.
Listen,
if you deal with a 304s and you get these headaches, man, if you come to the studio, that shit carries over. It's a pain in the ass, bro.
Bro, I'm dealing with a huge guest, bro. Like, I have headaches too.
Daily.
Yeah, daily.
Okay, so do it to 304s, you see.
That shit is annoying. Some chick messaged me and said, I want to come on the show as a host. I was like, what?
Yeah.
And she was like, no, I mean, as like, I want to come on as a guest. I was like, all right, hit up Aaron C. Poxon. But just know that if you flake, you're not going to get another shot. Bro, bitch goes, oh, okay. Well, I need to research it. And, like, can you tell me about it, whatever?
Yep.
Like, and then I'll, like, and then I'll see if I'll... I'll see if I if I'm gonna pass. And I was like, so you asked me to come on, and then you're saying you gotta research it, like, bro, what the hell? This is not how it works. This is an opportunity for you. Like, you gotta put immediately. Like, you guys wonder why we behave the way we do to the girls on the show. because they have a fucking princess complex. 99% of the girls that come on the show, guys.
Yeah.
So y'all be like, yo, why are y'all so mean to the girls? Why are you guys so stern with them? Because you have to establish dominance off the rip with these fucking bitches, bro. Okay? Because even us, they want to come on our shit, asking us about coming on our shit, and they have the nerve to say some dumb shit about,
you guys pay us? Oh, yeah, I don't know how it goes. Or yeah, I'm going to have to do some research and think about it. Like, bitch, that don't work that way. We're not going to sit here and like, oh, yeah, we'll wait for your opinion and all this other bullshit. It's like, no, we're not going to fucking wait. You got to fucking, like, you do your research, and then you show up if you want to. If you don't want to, another bitch wants your spot. Get the fuck out of here. This opportunity for you. And I basically said that to her.
I just find it funny. Yeah. When girls come here,
I don't have as much patience as Chris.
Anyone do their own podcast? I'm like, yeah, go ahead, do a podcast. I watch it. I wait a week, 2 weeks, a month, no podcast.
Oh yeah, every single girl that come on, like, tries to every single girl, fuck out of here, man. Every single girl that that comes on the show, oh yeah, I want to do a podcast. I want to do this. I want to do that. And it's just like, what the, like, they never do one.
Oh God.
Yo, actually, hit me with the sound effect real quick.
Yep, got you.
Massage.
I showed y'all that most of the podcasts that are top ones, Spotify and YouTube,
all men.
No chicks. I wonder why. Besides Call Her Daddy. And they're run by Barstool Sports. Male run. Probably got her dumb ass on the schedule. Hey, bitch. Show up. You owe us 20 episodes a week or whatever the fuck. So that's how it is, man.
But you know what it is? They can't be consistent with it. They'll start do like 2-5 episodes and then quit because girls, for whatever reason, they make money. Oh, I could go buy a bag. I could go shopping. And then they're done. Versus, okay, 10 episodes back to back, they can't do it, bro. It's sad, but it's what it is. Sorry.
Yeah, they're useless. Not most of the time.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, at the end of the day, man, like these Wednesday, so I booked about 13 to 14 girls. And guess how many actually showed up initially? 3. So it's like the whole day I was dealing with these girls with their excuses, that my throat was hurting. Today, I had 2 girls just now. I said, man, it goes to my throat. So then I have to make it happen. It
sounds familiar.
And I can't think anyways, I can't take things personally. So my job is to bring, you know, girls to you guys so you guys can actually, you know, see them on camera on 1080p. But
all I'm going
to
say is this. Y'all see a lot of people try to imitate and duplicate, but they can never replicate. And a big reason why they can't replicate is because these hoes are annoying, bro. Yo, a lot of people try to copy the sauce, and they can't do it as consistently as us. And at the same time, and if they do get the chicks there, they have a fucking shitty-ass show.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? There's only one Myron Gaines and one Fresh Prince CEO. There's only one Fresh and Fit. People could try to copy. I see you motherfuckers trying to copy. Y'all are all trash. So, yeah.
Look, we wish you the best.
I think it's trash.
In hell.
Yeah. Trash, bro. Like,
wait, is this Rumble yet?
I watched some shows. Yeah, we are. I'm like, what the fuck is going on, man? Three Diglets, happy 1 year, Big Mo.
Big
Let's
Mo.
See that Harlem Shake.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Mo. Can you do the Harlem Shake?
Go, go,
Earthquake, man.
Chris, you feel me?
No, I don't feel you.
Oh, I think it's an earthquake.
wait, it would be Dickless to give that super chat. Make you use fissure. All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Guys, number to call to the show, 505-605-9740. Again, that number is 505-605-9740, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, Mo, can you enlarge it on my end over here? And for
515-605-9740.
Yep. So we got a whole bunch of screens in here, man. Yo, show the new stuff real quick, Chris. Hit 3 and 5 real quick, man.
1, 2, 3, 4.
This shit lit. Yeah, I got that TV.
5 screens.
There. And then Chris, and then Dark Ass Fresh got one over there. Y'all can't see the whole one, but it's there.
Camera 7.
So, 7 shows it. Yeah, there we go. Bam.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, that shit lit.
Yeah, buddy.
Okay. So, let's go ahead and hit the first phone line. Hey, guys, if you want to call to the show, 515-605-9740. Again, that number is 515-605-9740. As usual, if you want to cut the line, go ahead and donate a super chat with the last 4 of your number.
We got you.
Chris will put you in the queue, and we'll get it going. Let's hit the phone lines.
All right, it goes to 1859.
Call in Friday.
What's up, bro? Quick question.
1, 2.
Damn! Yeah. Timmy!
Uh-oh, retard alert.
Caller, going once.
Timmy!
All right, I'll move on.
All right, he's
All right. Yo, Chris. On the second page of my stream deck, increase the retard alert one real quick.
All right, cool.
I'm going to start using that one. Yeah, increase the volume on that bad boy. It's third row, second page.
Timmy!
All right, 1360.
Mr. Garrison.
Yeah, it's funny. I missed South Park, man. That was an awesome show. South Park. Really?
Yeah, they still make episodes.
Oh, shit.
Yo, what up, bro? Welcome to the show.
What up, caller?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just wanted to say real quick, Rumble Fresh and Fit is the shit. Fresh Unfiltered is crazy. Right. Myron, Chris, Big Mo, all y'all. It's amazing. I just want to say I'm really glad to see the progression y'all have made. Y'all are doing awesome. Like the shift over to Rumble and everything is phenomenal. The one thing I just really want to say is really to Myron. I know Sneeko's kind of been trending back up. Like he's going through all that controversy with Nick Fuentes and all that stuff like that. But I just want to say, like, if I were you, me personally, this is just a opinion. I think you need to like keep him close to you because I know sometimes he goes through a lot of up and downs with the RP Rage and a lot of things go on with, you know, just seeing how girls interact with him and just how, you know, the whole dating market has shifted. And I think he just needs someone to really mentor him strongly. Like I know Andrew Tate has been there and I know you obviously and Fresh and everyone, but like, I really think that
you talk
if
to Fresh
you
a lot.
Spent more time with him as far as a mentor, I think he would definitely get a lot of progression and kind of like round out his like RP raise that I've seen him have multiple times. So, that's all I really wanted to say, just that I think you should kind of like be his more of like a big bro to him. And I think it would benefit him in the long run if it hasn't already. And that's really what I wanted to say about that.
All right. Appreciate your suggestion. Well, you know, we talk with him quite a bit and, you know, he's doing all right. But no. All right. No, man, I appreciate the concern.
He's good.
Yeah, but he's good. That nigga never listens, though.
Yeah. Not to us. Nobody.
But no, man.
He's good.
All right. Cool. Thank you for calling in. Who's up next?
Let's go with 7194.
71.
$10.
Welcome.
What's up, caller?
Hey, what's up? What's going on, guys?
Can you guys hear me? Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay, I got a quick question. I just got my CDL last year. I want to know what would be the steps I could take to start my own trucking company if you ever had to do, you know, something like that.
Well, we've never started a trucking company, but I know Kevo talked about it before.
I know EYL has a course, I believe, about trucking.
Oh, you know what?
Earn Your Leisure.
And then you know what? We went ahead. We did an episode with them. We did an episode with Earn Your Leisure where we talked about starting a trucking company, bro. Go back and watch that episode.
Yeah.
People forget that we've done two collabs with Earn Your Leisure.
In detail.
So, yeah, check that episode out.
Actually, they're going to be here tomorrow, actually.
Yeah.
Miami. Okay.
One more thing.
Bro, we got to move on because there's multiple callers. And we can barely hear you.
Nigga sound like he in the freeway.
Yeah, he's on the road. He's driving.
Yeah, bro,
your audio is
really
bad. We can barely hear you. We're going to move on to the next caller. Thank you for calling in. Hit that episode with Earn Your Leisure, bro.
Okay. Shout out to Rashad and Troy, man.
Yeah,
shout good dudes.
All right.
Maybe we can get them this weekend.
Money.
Probably, yeah.
Money.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, what up?
What's up, caller?
Yo, what's up?
Okay. Yeah, I'm calling criticize you guys. I feel
Sweet.
Yeah, so first thing is I think your show is bad for men mental health. So what I mean is that I'm gonna give you an example, right? So I was watching one of your show and you know, you guys have these beautiful ladies come on and one time I was watching your show, man, you had this beautiful chick and then it sent me to like a like multiple weeks of sadness, man, like because I know I would never be able to get a girl like that. You have all these beautiful women come through and I know you could just say don't watch the show, but like I see Fresh, you know, flexing on his yacht, having all these expensive cars, like messing with my desires and I'll never be like that. And I know this is all business for you guys, but you know when guys watching you guys flexing like that and you know, you ain't average, and most of us can't be like you.
You're trolling, bro.
You're trolling.
There's no way.
No, I'm not trolling. I'm not trolling. No, nah. What you mean?
You're trolling, bro.
Trolling? You say I'm trolling? No, no.
Yes.
No, for real. Most guys can't do what you do. What you mean? No, I'm not. Seriously.
Yeah. But you're trolling right now, saying that you're depressed because of watching us. I mean, you depressed watching me in my fucking swim shorts that I wear every single show. Come on, bro, stop capping, man.
No. I'm not saying I'm depressed. I'm just saying, like, you doing all this stuff, like having all these ladies coming on and having guys watching. I'm saying it's bad for guys' mental health, like having all these ladies come on. And I mean, if you don't do it, somebody else gonna do it. So maybe you don't care, but I'm just saying, like, if you care about ethics, just know what you're doing. When Fresh showing up all these cars and yacht and stuff.
How about you get better and better yourself, nigga? And how about you actually say, you know what? Their show sucks. I'm making my own show. Go make your own show, bro. How about that?
I still think it's
wrong. I mean, I'm criticizing you. Why you like, I mean, do you have anything to say about the criticism, about you messing up guys' mental health? This is success porn. And having the ladies on, it's like porn.
Yeah.
So I know it's a criticism. Like, tell me what you think about that.
Respectfully, right? Look at it two ways. When I saw a nigga in a Lamborghini with a bad chick, with a nice watch, on a jet, living life, you know what I thought? Damn, he's living life. Maybe if I ask him how he did it, I could learn as well. And I did that. And he told me what he did. You're looking at it as, oh, he's living his lifestyle. That can never be me. That's your fault. So what you should do is, cool. They're living life on their terms. How can I do it for myself? And it's as simple as going on YouTube, typing in how to become successful, reading a book, asking people in your circle, like learning how to become better. Bro, I get it. You're sad or depressed because you see us living our lives. But like, bro, look at it this way. If you want to do better, you can, but you have to want to do it. It's simple. What do you want to say, bro?
No, like, I do. Okay. I do want to. There's a lot of guys who want to, but just know that 98% of guys watching just absolutely cannot. There's a difference between willing and being able. And you telling guys they can is basically porn. You can't. Most guys can't. There's a few who can, and they make it happen. But I'm just saying they can't. And then you mess it with their mind by making them think they can. And eventually, it's going to end up bad for them, which is what's happening to me. I'm really,
A better option or a worse option? Like, what's better for you? To say, you know what? You're never going to make it. Stop trying. Just give up. Or do the best that you can. You may not get to our level, but somewhat, for example, like, look, you may not get a Lamborghini. You may not get a Ferrari. That's true. But with your, I want to say, leveling up and adding value, you can get to some place that you never thought possible. So my thing is, like, at least try to get to a better point so that you could move forward. Versus, like, oh, I'll never make it. Oh, life sucks. What's that doing for yourself? Nothing. At least try.
But one more thing is, how do you feel about when you're doing all that, right? You know you're creating envy. And guys just going to envy you. And like, I mean, do you have any sort of ethics behind what you guys doing? Like, you're just making guys envious. And bringing these ladies on, just messing with our animal brain and just making us, like, feel like we have a chance and we don't. I mean... I guess you guys just don't care. I mean, how do you want to make your money?
How does bringing girls on the show, like, look, dude, I get it. Some are hot, some are not hot, but like, your mind, what is that doing with your mind, bro? Just don't watch. If you don't like it.
I mean, that's easy to say. Yeah. You're right. And eventually I'm going to stop watching, but I'm just letting you know. I mean, some guys ain't going to stop. But I'm just letting you know, you having that negative impact. Yeah, I could stop watching. I probably can't. It's like trying to quit watching porn. It's kind of hard. But just so you having that impact, that negative impact, just so you know. And I guess you don't care.
This is very short and concise. I genuinely think you're trolling right now. However,
I'm not.
Okay. Well, if you're not trolling, then you need to stop being a fucking bitch, and need to understand that you control your future, okay? The decisions you make today will affect you tomorrow. So if you're going to sit here right now and complain about today, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know how I feel. You guys make me feel really bad. This is success porn. There's a bunch of girls at the table, and y'all make us think that we have a chance. Actually, no, we fucking don't, because we ask these bimbos the same goddamn questions. How much money you want to make a year? How tall do you want to be? A very telling question. Will you guys fuck with a guy that's in the military
average
or a policeman? You know what all the girls said mostly? A lot of them were like,
nope.
But when I switched the title up, what if you're with an FBI special agent or a captain in the military? They're making 120 to 150K per year. How about that? Oh, yeah, I would. Women fall in love with titles, okay? That's how it is in dreams, all right? So you need to become that fucking guy. You got to stop fucking crying about the situation. Hypergamy is here. There's a reason why I'm coming out with a book called Why Women Deserve Less.
Oh,
okay?
Shit. What is that, a new title?
A new cover? I'm fucking wrong with covers. Either way, shout out to Rolla Posse, by the way. RM Inspired. But yeah, no. All jokes aside, though, guys, book is coming out. This is why I tell y'all, you need to watch the fucking podcast, see how women really think, and realize you can't fucking pedophilize these girls. You need to understand what the fuck is going on, and you need to get your competence up. If you're going to sit here and watch our shit, you're one of these fucking guys that watches the after-hour show, but you don't watch the Money Mondays. You don't watch the Womanizer Wednesdays.
True.
You don't watch the call-in shows like this unless you want to ask this goofy-ass question right now. You need to watch the daytime shows so you become a better man in general. All right? You're going to be one of these fucking losers that only watch the after-hour show. Cool, bro. You're going to understand female nature to a degree, but you're not going to know how to actually
improve
and act on it.
Yeah.
So, bro, the big part, number one, you should stop watching after-hours altogether and get your fucking life together. Watch the Money Mondays episodes. That's what you need to watch. We give you a lot of thoughts. How many of you
okay
in the chat?
Okay.
Yo, my credit score is up now. Yo, I'm buying my first house. Yo, I started a business. Yo, I saved $10,000. Yo, I'm in the stock market. I'm up this. I get messages every single day of guys talking about how much money they make, how much more successful they are. So if they could do it, and some of them are fucking 17, 16, 18, 19, why the fuck can't you? The reason why I talk to
you know, man.
Okay. Help guys improve their fucking lives. But the only way we could do that is if you enact on the information. If you're going to sit here and whack off to the bitches that we bring on this show and subscribe to the OnlyFans, well, there ain't much we could do for you, bro.
Well, there is not much you could do except exploit our desire. That's all you can do. Because the guys who going to make it happen, make it happen. If we watching, we ain't making it happen. So I'm saying
who decides if it happens?
Nature decides it because most of us just can. I mean, you're about to think I'm a loser. I put in a lot of work. Trust me, I put in a lot of work.
Say that the stars align and my spirits and nature. No, you fucking decide, motherfucker.
No.
You decide.
No, you don't.
You
no, let me tell
up.
You what.
Fucking go to work or not. You decide if you're going to go to the gym or not. You're going to decide if you want to become successful or not. The difference between you and a bitch is this. You do what's required regardless of how you fucking feel. All right? Quit the fucking pussiness. This is ridiculous. Cut the fucking YouTube stream right now. You are a fucking bitch. Matter of fact,
please,
don't cut it.
Let me tell you.
You're not worth it. You're not even worth it. I don't even need
seriously,
to go
seriously. I know. Listen. For real.
You are fucking pathetic.
For real. Let me tell you. Let me give you a couple of quick examples why guys won't make it. Let me tell you.
No. You don't give a fuck. You don't want to hear your excuses. Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
No. It's very serious. This is true. That's why you're getting so mad because you know it's true. You know
why
it's true.
Guys fail.
Yeah.
That mindset right there is why guys fucking fail. You sound like a...
No. I'm being real. I'm being real right now. I'm being very empirical right now. That's why you're getting mad because you know I'm being 100.
You're being a real fucking bitch. That's what you're being right now.
Let me give an example.
You're 17-year-old kids messaging me, showing me their fucking stock brokerage account, showing how much fucking money they save watching our Money Mondays and or starting a business at 18. Tell me how there's fucking guys that are in their teenage years and or in college starting a business making more money than they would have made with their fucking degree watching our shit. Tell me why, all right, there's guys that literally had a gun in their mouth a week ago, but now they decided, yo, I'm going to start going to the gym and stop being a fat piece of shit, take a picture of themselves, and they've improved drastically. Tell me why. Because instead of having the mindset that you have, yo, man, this sucks, bro. This is success porn. I don't know what I'm going to do. They say, fuck that shit. I'm going to change. I'm going to change. All we could do is stimulate your brain to change. But you actually got to get up out of your fucking bed and make the decision to change. And you got to do what's required regardless of how you feel. One more time. You got to do what's required regardless of how you feel. You fucking idiot. You think I want to go to the gym at 3 in the fucking clock in the morning after show's done and argue with stupid-ass bimbos? No! You think I want to sit there and deadlift or do pull-ups, take a one-minute rest, and be dying of gas for air at 4 o'clock in the morning? No! But I do it anyway because it's fucking required so I can tell pussies like you, you're a fucking pussy. That's why I could do that shit. Because I do what's required, regardless of how I feel. So I can tell faggots like you, you need to fucking do this shit right now, regardless of how you fucking feel, man. God damn, I'm tired of you soft motherfuckers. It hurts. I don't know how I feel about this. Oh, my God. I don't know if I can do this. I'm just going to. Oh,
please,
like, what the
please,
fuck is going
please.
On, man?
This is. I'm
Rumble.
Dropping some rip here right now. Please.
Listen.
Let me give you some real examples. Please. Some real example. I think I'm helping. Listen.
No, you're not, bro.
I'm still on? No, I'm still. Okay, let me give you an example, right? If you're trying to become. This girl's talking about 100K, blah, blah, blah. If you're trying to become a doctor, you don't have VIQ. You will not
right.
become a doctor.
You know what? All right.
Kick this nigga off
no,
there, bro. All
right, for your chat. Mo, you okay, Mo?
Yeah.
All right. All right, YouTube. Sorry, guys. I had to cut him off. Mo, yeah. Cool.
You'll stay on YouTube.
Yo. Okay.
Get
so,
the nigga out of here.
Yeah, no, yeah,
he
yeah,
blames everybody but himself.
He's gone.
And look, guys, that mindset will keep you stuck, broke,
That's
and
poor.
That's
why niggas need to go over Rumble.
Yeah, man. Yo, unfiltered. Just like, what's the F word?
I can well, yeah, I said it.
Yo, both of us. Anyhow,
Allegedly.
It was needed, bro, because that nigga's mentality is fucked up. Will it change? Probably not. But at least some of you in the chat can realize, you know what? That's not how you should think. And look, we get it, bro. Not everyone's going to be successful to our level, but you can make it to the best of your ability. That's what we want. You better yourself to become better for yourself and your family. That's it. That's all we ask for.
All right.
And if anything, you should be inspired, bro. Like, dude, you know what I saw? Mr. Organic. Q Banks, who else? Vitaly, who else I saw? I saw all these YouTubers living life on their terms. I was like, damn, how do I get there? And, dude, I made a choice. Left Barbados, came over here, met you, met Chris, met Mo. And if I didn't make a choice to say, you know what? I want better for myself. I wouldn't be here right now. Guys, it's a choice. You got to make every single day. Become better or stay the same. It's a choice. You decide, not anybody else. It's a choice for you. So,
and the sad part, he's trolling, but many guys think that way.
No, I think he's serious, bro. I think he's serious.
Yeah, he was a little too invested.
I thought he was at first, but he probably is, bro.
He was a little too invested.
Mm. Okay.
Either way, there's a bunch of fucking dudes that think that way regardless.
Yo, D-Nice, what's your Instagram, bro? I don't know your Instagram. I'm trying to find your shoes. The Jordans, he won them. D-Nice.
Okay. Shout out to you, man. 1-1.
Stick us to that.
1-4.
Someone said there's an element of luck. You guys want to know what luck is?
Yes.
Luck
yes.
is opportunity meets preparation.
Yep.
But if you're not prepared, ain't nothing going to fucking happen.
Guys, say that one more time for the chat. One more time.
Luck is nothing more than preparation meets opportunity. That's all it is.
Guys.
A lot of you motherfuckers aren't prepared.
Y'all call me lucky. I am lucky. I met Myron with opportunity. But what did I have?
You were prepared.
Exactly.
You're absolutely
like,
prepared.
Like, it's
go
more like...
Go ladies, go Instagram.
It's more like,
all
if you
shit.
Come to an opportunity without being prepared, you lost it. So yep. The whole talk about, like, being lucky, you can't have luck without having being prepared for it. So luck does play a part, 100%, but you got to be ready for it at the same time.
And think about it, guys. How is it that successful people are successful and they continuously make successful moves? It's because... They're always prepared.
Yeah.
The more prepared you are, the more opportunities come your way. So it's a cycle that works up in your favor. All right, we got a call on the line. Go ahead.
What's up, caller?
Hey, what's going on? Hello?
What's going on?
Yo, hit us with the question quick.
Yo, let's go.
Oh, my fault. Yeah, I only got like 2 questions. Yo, so I have a business basically that I've been that's profitable, and it's kind of tough to network. Like I don't know where you go to meet people anymore because, like, you know, you go to bars, you really can't just talk to people about your business like that. Like, that's weird. Basically, it's like a service-based business.
What do you do?
I don't know how to describe it, but.
That's why you kind
of basically.
Network and
business. I'll say this right. So maybe you don't know the business caller, but this is
a
foundation of networking. This is a foundation of networking, right, bro?
Look! I'm just here. you know, good information. I like the way y'all talk about network and everything. I'm finding out that's like the most important thing.
Give it to you foundationally because you're not very specific, so I can't give you details. But generally speaking,
yeah, look, I ain't gonna lie, y'all kind of understand.
I don't know what you're saying, bro.
No, I'm saying like I'm just trying to figure out like how do you network
He's involved in street activity. Well, you know what? If you're involved in street activity, I suggest you don't network because that could open up and/or meet undercover police.
That's crazy. You're not talking about that.
And okay, then, you can't even say what you doing.
You sound stone, nigga.
Oh man, and I just got one more question. So basically, like, it's hard.
Nigga, you gone?
I was gonna drop some game on that nigga.
Chris, you should have let him.
No, we have a lot of callers, man. All
right. Callers, please ask.
Bro, I was about to give him the business, bro. Well, I guess he didn't want it.
Okay, go ahead. You want to give it to them anyway for the people that are watching? He might be watching right now.
Generally speaking, right, guys? You want to network. You need two things. Get out the fucking house, was one. And two, keep in mind, what value do you bring to the person you're talking to? So, once again, get out your fucking house. And two, what value do you bring to that person? So it could be, for example, you got a digital marketing, you're good at, for example, I don't know, washing cars. The point is that, like, whatever you're good at, your skill is, how do I bring that to somebody that I meet for the first time? Then it's a value exchange between you and that person. Now, the main thing is that, like, the person's interest will determine how they see you. So, for example, if they want to have, for example, money, how do you get to them? Offer the money. But you got to find out their true intention whenever they meet you. So everyone wants something from you. But what does that person actually want? You got to figure it out on your own. But once again, get out the house and two, add value. Pretty much.
So, all right.
7007, Disney G.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Go ahead.
So my question is, I was talking to my parents the other day. And they was like, what do you look for in a girl? You know, I was saying, you know, the four, fit, friendly, feminine, and submissive. And then they was like, you don't want no submissive girl because they don't really have a mind of their own. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, submissive to a degree. And they're like let's say, for example, you want a
business. Who's this, mommy or dad?
This is my mom / dad, I guess, because they was both in at the same time.
Okay, but who was really talking? Was your dad just sitting back like, and just agreeing with your mom? Who really said it?
Yeah, like, he kind of want to be quiet. He kind of, like, quiet, but, like, it's really my mom kind of saying. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Bro, no, listen, here's the thing you got to understand about your parents. They grew up in a different era. They grew up in a different time. In her mind, she's like, oh, girls should just automatically be like that. So, like, when you're outwardly saying that shit, that's like you telling your dad, like, yeah, dad, I'm willing to protect and fight for my wife. Like, that should be, like, automatic. But the thing is that your mom doesn't get is that chicks aren't made like that no more.
Nope.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, chivalry is fucking, like you said, my bad, I mean to curse, but chivalry is dead and women kill dead. I say that shit all the time.
How old is your mom?
She's 40-something, bro. Yeah, she grew up in
the same bro. Yeah. Yo, bro, we got girls on the podcast 21 years old that don't even know how to get a 21-year-old bitch. You think your mom is going to be able to tell you? Fuck out of here, bro. She comes from a different era. Bro, when your mom was 20 years old, nigga, they were still using beepers. Come on, man. She don't know nothing about social media or the sexual marketplace or any of this shit no more, bro. I talk about this in detail in the book, how social media has literally changed the game to a point that it's irreversible, bro. It's irreversible. And your mom has no idea of it because she can't fathom the amount of attention that a girl that's 20 years old nowadays, right, is getting versus a girl that was 20 years old 20 years ago. It doesn't even come close. Nowadays, bro, when your mom – let me give y'all, like, some real quick game real fast. When your mom was at her peak and she was young and beautiful, right? She was lucky if she got three good guys a year to come to her fucking front door. All right? Nowadays, a girl is getting 3,000 dudes coming to her door. You understand?
That is
fact. The volume has increased significantly to a point that she will never, ever, ever understand, bro. Average girls now to put things in perspective for y'all, average women today have more reach and globalization power, right, with the opposite gender than a A-list celebrity 30 years ago. Facts.
I would argue in her house, before she even wakes up, 1,000 DMs, 500 DMs. Like, dude, and that's blue check marks.
You can't compete.
Celebrities.
Over 9,000.
Niggas with money, like, bro. Before she even leaves the house, bro, she's getting hit up by thousands of dudes. So it's crazy, bro.
Bro, it, access. Like, I'm telling you, man, 20 years ago, 30 yeah. years ago, chick would be lucky to get a couple guys to end
up. Well, she's married now.
Yeah, but
yeah.
but I guarantee
yeah,
you,
she won.
Of her being married, if she was young today, would be significantly lower than back then, bro. Because like I said before, the internet has changed the game. So don't listen to your mom's advice is the main takeaway from this, okay?
Yes,
at
sir.
All.
And I
at
appreciate
all.
That, man.
Well, brother, if she wants you to bake cake or sew some clothes, that's some advice you can take from her, but that's about it.
Yeah, but you ain't taking no advice from her when it comes to dating or dealing with modern-day women, bro, because they don't make them like how your mom is anymore, bro.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah, but here's the funny part. My mom is actually submissive and feminine and friend. That's the funny part to my dad, because they've been married for like 15
you
years.
You remember.
So
like
that's
when
the
you,
funny part.
What is this nigga talking? Is he saying Chinese? Like, what do you mean fit feminine for sub? What?
Yeah.
Because in her mind,
it's generation, bro.
It's a generational thing, bro. She thinks
yeah.
you're speaking Chinese when you say shit like that.
Yeah.
Because that should be a given. It used to be when you had your girlfriend or you had your wife or whatever, she came pre-assembled. She was ready to go because she came from a good household. Her dad was in a play. Her dad made her a good woman. Her dad told her not to be a slut. Her mom told her not to be a slut. Her brothers kept her in check. Like, it used to be where the family unit, right, instilled a couple of things in her to make sure she didn't do dumb shit. This is why today, all the time, yo, we need to bring bullying back. We need to bring shaming back. These are very natural and good buffers to keep women from doing dumb shit. All people, right? That used to be there with the family unit. Shame, guilt, and religion as well. But these things are gone nowadays. These buffers are no longer in place. But when your mom was young, those things were in place. So, like, there would be shame or whatever. So, for her, when you're saying shit like, yeah, I need a girl that's submissive, she's thinking in her head, like, overly submissive. Mm-hmm. But in reality, it's just being regular submissive like she is. But she can't understand that concept because girls nowadays are masculine as fuck.
Yeah, but I get what y'all saying. That
yeah,
is
bro.
Fact,
you gotta watch art, bro. Don't ever take female dating advice in general, and damn sure never take your mom's dating advice. Fuck out of here, man. No offense. I'm sure your mom is a lovely lady,
but
she don't know
what her name is now. No, I just appreciate it, man. Yeah, I've been rocking with y'all since 100. So since y'all was with 100K.
Nigga,
I've been with y'all. I've been with y'all since 100K. Sorry, I sound like Chris right now. I sound like Chris right now. My fault.
No worries.
You know,
don't let me too.
A bum. We can't. Yeah.
We all
yeah,
sound the same, man. Hug you, bro. Sure,
yo,
I,
yo, let me know when that. Let me know when that shirt comes. Chris the bum.
That was easy. All right,
man. I appreciate it.
There's a
coming up.
But
respect y'all, man.
All right, bro.
All right, bro.
Sir, man. Appreciate it.
A lot of y'all shouldn't even listen to your pops. Even your pops, bro.
Yo, the whole beta market has changed, bro, completely.
Yo, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. I'm literally going into excruciating detail on this in the fucking book, bro.
Boom.
I don't think people understand how bad the internet fucked it up for you guys. Like, no one has done it justice. I'm about to go into detail about the internet and Instagram and dating apps, bro. Nowadays, you know what? It's gotten so bad. Y'all want to know how bad it's gotten? Girls don't – it used to be – remember when, like, Match.com was kind of a thing and, like, girls actually used Match.com and they were serious about that shit to meet a guy?
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten to a point now where girls don't give a fuck about guys so much that they don't even use dating apps to meet guys anymore. They use it to push them to their OnlyFans as, like, some kind of fucking sales funnel, bro.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Yo, every bad bitch I know, y'all want to know the dirty truth? Every bad bitch I know is banned off Tinder. You want to know why? Because they use their Tinder to push motherfuckers to their OnlyFans or to their Cash App or to their Venmo or to their Instagram, and they never actually respond. And Tinder is starting to ban girls for doing that shit.
Mm.
But they don't give a fuck. They don't care. They're like, ah, damn it, I lost the option to make money. But that's how crazy it's gotten, guys. That's how overt women are about their not give a fuck to it in the sexual marketplace. They literally use dating apps to trap guys and use them to get them to a sales funnel to market themselves.
And they wouldn't do it if it didn't work.
And thank you.
100 cents a day? I'll do it.
Nigga, I see bitches with their Zelle in their fucking Instagram bio.
Yeah, everywhere,
bro. Cash apps on their fucking Instagram bio. Like,
Link
bro.
Tree, yeah.
They're
brave with it.
We're trying. We're trying to fight this simp epidemic, but y'all niggas are making it hard for us, bro.
I think there's no turning back now.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry to say.
And you know what it is? It's only gonna get worse. I was reading a study the other day. I sent you the article. Bro, women swipe right on about 4.5% of men on Tinder.
Bruh.
0.5%. And then 70% of Tinder users are fucking men.
I believe it.
All right, next call.
Okay, 9102, ICE, $2.
Hey, Pressure Fit, hello you guys. All right.
Yo, what up?
I had a super chat about two shows ago, and it was asking the question, did the girls on the panel think that a man letting his woman get beat up in front of him is equal to a woman cheating on a man? And every girl on the panel just screwed their face up and were even assaulting me and saying, oh, well, what is this guy talking about? He should have never even said that. That made zero sense. And you broke it down for like a sentence or two, but then you moved on. I want to know, how do you think, like, why do you think they couldn't even fathom that could possibly be the male equivalent to a woman cheating?
Because women deserve less, bro. That is why. Because you gotta remember, when it comes to intersexual dynamics and critical thinking skills, women lack it. You know, let me ask you a question, bro. How about this, bro? Mm-hmm. You sit at your house right now. Bad bitch is going to show up and suck your dick and smash you right now. All right? The dream of whoever fucking dream girl that you love. All right? And then the day after that, another bad bitch is going
to
show up at your house and fuck you. All right? And then the day after that, another one is going to show up. Another one's going to show up. All you have to do is exist. All right? Now you tell me, asshole, would you go out to the gym, bother to make more money? Would you even give a fuck what that bitch actually wants?
Feet would be kicked up. I'd be waiting for him to come.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that would you actually bother with going to the gym, becoming interesting, getting experiences that make you a good conversationalist, learning charisma, learning game, making more money, and caring what the opposite gender actually wants? Would you?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't need to.
No. Fantastic. You've just described the modern-day woman, my friend. That is why they can't fathom what the fuck you were saying.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Let that sink in.
Flawless victory.
All right, thank you. That's funny. Let's go with, let's see. Let's get $20 in these calls. Christian, $20. 2545.
Kuzi, welcome. Kuzi, welcome to becoming a YouTube member, my friend.
Sheesh.
That is why they can't fathom what the fuck you were saying.
That's how you sound. Christian, let's go, man. Okay, $20 for this.
Nigga just wanted to listen to
it's on playback.
Yo, bro, you're on the air.
What's up, caller?
Christian, $20.
Hello?
There, nigga.
Yo, look at
you,
bro.
Yo, what's up?
Yo.
What's up, guys? Hey, I just wanted to call in. I've been listening to the show, and the guy was talking about how nature, you know, controls everything that happens to him. I thought that was fucking crazy. 4 years ago, I was just getting out of jail. I was homeless. I was addicted to drugs. But I had a mindset. You know, I wanted to change my life. Since then, I've gotten married. I started my own business. I make $120,000 a year. And I did not let nature affect me at all. You know, I just think that's a crazy mindset.
Cool. You signed a prenup, right?
I was about to say that divorce can wreck you, though. If you get divorced,
we're not legally married.
Good. Good.
We had a spiritual ceremony.
Smart man.
All right.
We're not legal.
Yeah. Hey. Hold on. Stay
involved. I've been listening to y'all for a year, so.
Wait, the state is not involved at all?
No, not at all.
All right. Hold on. You know what you did, bro?
Nigga sold her a dream. He had a spiritual marriage.
The spiritual energy you put towards the marriage, bro. I love that for you, bro.
All
good
right,
job.
Cool, cool,
good
cool.
job, man.
All right. Just make sure you talk lawyer in your area, bro, because you know, you starting to make some money now where she might try to take stuff from you.
Yeah.
All right. But not good stuff.
You got to play smart.
Yeah.
But hey, I love you guys. Keep doing what you're doing. I appreciate y'all.
Awesome,
SLT, bro.
Keep making that money. Keep killing it. And go, yo, yo, before you get off the phone, can you hear me right now?
No, he's gone.
Oh. Well, he's probably listening. Yo, go talk to a family attorney anyway, bro. Make sure that this spiritual ceremony ain't going to fuck you up in the future. All right?
Hopefully she don't live with him.
Yeah, well, yeah, who knows? And depending on the state he is, if he cohabitates, they might look at it as a common law. Like, bro,
yeah.
Every state is on different, man.
Get her home on spot.
Yeah, yeah, don't, yeah, yeah, facts.
Okay, let's
yeah, look
with
the girl will fuck you up. Who's up next?
$20, 4323. And then we got about five more, $20.
Will said, get your passport, don't date American women, are fit and friendly abroad, and they don't care about any of this. That's true, bro. That's true. But you're going to have to stay over there.
Yeah.
You know, shout out to the passport bros, but, like, you know, a lot of guys don't want to leave the U.S.
And they still finesse niggas, though, so you got to be on point.
Yeah, you got to be on point. All right, what's up, caller? Hit us with one question.
Not much of a question, man. My mind is still numb from this success porn shit that this dude just brought up. Like, these callers literally illustrate perfect examples of why you generally don't do call-in shows. I get it now. You know, like, the reason these motherfuckers are so depressed out here watching is because they think it's success porn because you're out here actually doing what they're, like, they're trying to apply what you guys tell them. Like, they're trying to do it, like, script by script instead of conceptualizing and understanding literally the scripture of why they do it. Right? Like, Myron Fresher out here literally doing the Lord's work, giving foundational principles to try to live an abundant lifestyle as a framed man. And this is not, it's not like some Pop-Tart come up. It's not a microwave manhood type thing. Like, it's not a video game where you can just put in a cheat code and a bundle pack and be a Myron or a Fresh or turn into an Andrew Tate. You know what I mean? Like, they don't get it. And it boggles my mind how they sit here. And, like, Myron and Fresh, you guys, day in and day out, you literally demonstrate the way, like, you should do this. You know what I'm saying? Night in and night out, especially with these extreme examples of these girls when we're watching them and how you literally, it's like a success ratio. You guys don't miss when you're talking to these girls. That comes through a lifetime of application, bro. Trials, errors, and most importantly, a lot of failure. And I think that's what they don't get. And that's why they get so, like, in their feelings about seeing you guys succeed to the level that you're doing, because they have never, they've never went out there and tried nothing. You know what I mean? And that's it. Look, man, I've been a supporter of y'all for a little bit of time here. I love what you're doing. Please keep doing the Lord's work, but I get it now, bro. Like, watch it. I get a little weirded out listening to some of these guys because they've never seen the light of day of any type of thing where they've had to actually apply themselves to actually push themselves to the next level. And it's crazy. Craziness, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all.
Well,
that's all I
appreciate
wanted to say, man.
Appreciate the love, man. It is what it is.
That's a good take, bro. That's a good take.
Appreciate the love, yeah. I mean, we give foundational concepts, and then it's on you to kind of, like, you know, individualize it to your own journey. All right, so we got a Mo, you got some?
From our sponsor.
Yeah. We're from our sponsors real quick while you queue up the phone lines. Guys, again, if you guys want to go ahead and jump the line, send a super chat, and we got y'all. Go ahead, run it.
This episode of Fresh and Fit Podcast is sponsored by Blue Chew. Hey, guys, it's Myron Gaines back again, and we hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Now we're back to womanizing and gaining back our confidence in the bedroom. That's why we're here to tell you about Blue Chew. The chewables from BlueChew.com can make sure you're able to perform at your best when that time arises. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. And now they also have Vardenafil mint-flavored chewables with the active ingredient in Levitra and Staxin so you can stay hard and fresh. Blue Chew tablets help men achieve harder and stronger erections to combat all forms of ED, also known as erectile dysfunction. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door in a discreet package. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part, it's all done online. Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. Don't like swallowing pills? No problem here. Blue Chew's Sildenafil and Tadalafil tablets are chewable. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA, and they prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. Yeah. Regain your confidence back in the bed when it's time to perform by visiting BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we have a very special deal for our supporters. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code FreshFit at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code FreshFit, all in word, to receive your first month free. Peace out, guys.
Yeah, shout out to y'all, bro.
They get the hard refresh.
Yeah, I have to read that shit. I'm like, oh, fuck. You know how many times I want to say pause in the middle of that ad, but it is what it is, man. Fucking Moby sending me that shit like, yo, bro, you got to read this. And I'm like, God
Where's
damn
our
it.
Sponsors?
You know what? We need Fresh to read these ads.
Oh,
that should be funny.
That'd be hilarious, bro.
It should be 3 minutes long, man.
Stay hard. Stay fresh. All right. Let's go ahead and
hit the next
caller.
I actually wouldn't say it because I'll do a second take.
It's going to take me like 2 hours to edit that.
Yeah.
All right. Who's up with the next caller? All
right. So all right, Ghost of Mars, 1439.
What is it? Ghost of Mars?
Ghost of Mars.
Okay. What's up? Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yo.
What's up, caller?
Hey, yeah, honestly, whenever I heard that, the whole, I want to say pause, whenever he said, say, you know, stay hard and fresh, but I did have one question, though.
Yeah, shoot.
What's the coldest thing you've ever said to a female? This for, you know, Fresh, you, Myron, and Chris, what's the coldest thing you've ever said to a female and still got her to go home with you?
Damn. You want to say it first?
That might sound weird.
Go ahead.
So you go first.
No. Can you handle me? What?
It's over that.
Not just over straight up. Like, we're smashing when we get back. Like, I'll just, like, some shit like that.
You know what I said?
What?
You want to see my dog?
No.
All right, what about you, Chris? I used to be a teacher?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, what do you say? Stop telling us?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's pretty much it, bro.
Yeah. I just thought straight up, no, like on some fucking Enrique Iglesias shit. Tonight I'm fucking you. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all look crazy. Man.
Well, you weren't even in the country when that song came out.
That is true.
Yeah.
That's
Fresh right. Has no knowledge of American pop culture.
I have
at all.
A little bit. A little bit, bro. Not a lot though.
Just, all right. Well, let's call it.
All right. let's go with.
Can you handle me? Can you handle me?
6481 Xavier, 20 bucks.
Chris goes back to fucking kids that he used to be a teacher of. I used to be your teacher.
Yo, what up, Myron?
Yo, what up, bro?
What up, Fresh?
Hey, yo, what's your question?
Hey, man.
I met my bully today, bro, and he apologized and you know telling me that you know everything that he did. I actually ended up thinking him, and I was like, you know, bro, fucking, I'm up, you know.
You met your who?
You probably be a little fucking, a bully, who? My bully.
Oh, your bully?
Yeah, I met my bully, yeah.
Oh. How'd y'all run into each other?
Yeah, so, no, I'm just saying, like, he was saying sorry to me, apologizing to me, but I am telling him, you know, like, bro, I'm thankful that you fucking did, because I'd probably be a little bitch for right now. But
hey, bring bullying back. That's what we're talking about, baby.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, right. Sir. My money's up. I got fucking bunch of fucking women and a main chick. I got my house. And I just want to say thank you, you guys. Off of that note, I got some bimbo to go date. So I'll talk to you guys later.
Nice.
All right, man.
Thanks, man. That's what we're talking about. That's why bullying is great, bro.
He
bullying
turned it
makes
around.
You a better man. He turned it around. He met his bully and said, thank you for helping me become a better man. That's what we're talking about, baby.
It's funny. I met my bully like 2 years ago. He's like, bro, teach me how to make money.
And what'd you say?
Bruh.
Well, I got you, bro.
Did you actually help him?
No. I was watch Money Mondays. Pretty much
what
it.
Did he bully you on?
Lunch money.
What did he say when he used to make fun of you?
No, but you know what's funny? I got bullied for like one day. Literally one day.
That's it?
That's it.
What'd you do?
Because basically like behind the school...
Uh-huh.
It was like these like rough guys,
uh-huh.
And they're asking me my family,
uh-huh.
And that day, it's funny. My dad took me to back at the school, and he did like a whole intro like, "Yo, this is my son." Da da. He's like, "Oh, this is your cousin here." He's like the biggest boss at the time at school, so he was like, "Yo, bro, anyone touches you, let me know, bro. I'm gonna deal with him." I was like, "He hit me. He took my lunch money." It's like,
"Oh shit!"
It was a wrap.
Oh my god!
So I thought I was good.
Yeah, that island justice.
Yeah, bro, I was good.
Threw coconut to him.
Fact.
All right, who's up next?
I got bullied one time, and that was it.
$20, Bakun Butts, 0851.
I love how Chris calls out what they donate.
Nigga, hey, let me get you guys off.
I mean,
I just got a quick question.
Go ahead, shoot.
So first thing I want to say is I appreciate the love and support that you gave to all the guys out there. I've been watching you guys since June 2020, and I've seen literally the first intro when you guys first shoved it out. But I'm actually running three different businesses. One of them is a successful lawn care business that me and my brother started up 2 years ago. Did $120,000 cool. within the first year. And I
nice.
Actually refunded and made another business that it was a contracted business. And now I'm trying to get into in stores. But with that being said, I'm looking to expand down to Florida starting at the beginning of the new year. I'm looking at a couple of spots in like Clearwater or like Tampa area. But yep. I was just seeing how the market is there. Is it like over flooded when it comes to lawn care stuff over there and like, or just in Florida in general?
Here's the thing, bro. I don't know because we are down here in Miami and Miami is a completely different world from Tampa. Let me
yeah.
explain to y'all that South Florida and Miami especially is its own. This is not even like the United States, bro. This is like South America light, you know? So Tampa is a whole other world, my friend. You got a more mature, there's a lot more old people there. You're going to run into some more Caucasians. You know, down here, it's mostly Hispanic. So I would say this, take a vacation down to Tampa and go ahead and look at like the landscaping companies of the people that you might potentially compete with and see if it's worth it for you
most
to go
definitely.
Down here. That's what
yeah,
I would
I
say.
Yeah, I actually have a couple buddies down there. And if you go
about the lawn care business in Tampa, bro, because North Florida and South Florida, two different worlds, my friend.
What you could do is find a realtor in that area, and he will know a lot of lawn care people from his businesses. So, for example, like he manages properties probably. He knows people that have properties. They have a lawn care company that they deal with. They could tell you, okay, cool. Here's my provider. Talk to him. He'll give you like a general idea about the area. So that's what I would do.
I'm going to assume it won't be as competitive, but who knows, bro?
Yeah.
I would definitely. I would go ahead and do a vacation down in Tampa. It's nice anyway. Go down there, vacation, womanize, you know, talk to the most, and then go ahead and check out who you would be competing with, the local landscaper.
Yeah,
you pretend to be a customer.
I do want to say one more thing. I was going to consider a one-on-one consultation with you tomorrow. One thing I would advise is I see it's $500 for 20 minutes. I would advise raise that up. I think you're lowballing yourself doing that. I think
you can easily get
$750 a session.
3 people stay booked through that website. It's a lot more expensive now, but I appreciate that. I try to stay
booked.
Well,
I appreciate you guys.
I don't even advertise anymore.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys, and you guys have a great week.
Thank you, bro.
Thanks, man.
Good luck with your business. Good stuff. All right, who's up next?
Okay, let's go with 10 bucks and All We Trust.
All We Trust.
And All We Trust.
Yo, y'all can hear me?
Yep, we can hear you.
Y'all can hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to say that dude in the beginning, that was a big L. I'll try to quick it up, but I started watching y'all like 4 months ago. That was when I got hired by JP Morgan. I was stressing out, licensing. Y'all motivated me. Now we're making over 100K. So tell
nice.
That dude to suck a big dick. You know what I'm saying? Tell that dude it's like the biggest dick, so big up. But nah, the real question was, one second. It's really this. I grew up in the Bronx, Mahbany, like a mafia neighborhood, and pretty much everything y'all saying is what we grew up with. But I'm pretty much seeing my old neighborhood. Nobody hangs out in the streets anymore. You don't see kids hanging out. It's like, where are these dudes learning? And this ain't for me, but where are young dudes, young kids learning how to be like us, you know?
They're not.
Like,
that's
where
the problem. How old are you?
Me, I'm 30.
You're 30? Yeah, bro. I mean, we're the last generation that actually played outside, bro. Like my little
internet now? Like, are they looking at dudes on the internet like us? Because, like, back in the day, we was at the park.
I'm a brother. He's 20, right? Or he's 20, 21. Who cares? Fuck that nigga. Anyway, and, like, that generation of kids, bro, they all grew up on iPads, phones, internet, etc. So they don't – unless they actually, like, made a conscious effort, they didn't go outside. So what do you have? You have a bunch of obese-ass kids that are pussies that are saying bullshit like internet cyberbullying, which is a whole hilarious concept. I don't even know what that fucking means, right? Toxic masculinity, all these like retarded terms that aren't real. They're social constructs that just describe human behavior in general. So, yeah, bro. I mean, guys are soft nowadays. That's just what it comes down to. And they're obese as well.
Facts. Yo, I'm going to just say this. I'm going to do it quick. Chris, you the GOAT. The other day you wasn't on the show. That shit was crazy different. Fresh, you the GOAT. Myron, the GOAT. Mo, the GOAT. Have a good night, guys.
No worries, man. Take
Thanks,
it easy, bro.
Bro.
But yeah, we're the last.
You,
Yeah, we're the last generation, bro. Like, I realize that shit when I meet young guys that, bro, I don't know what it is.
Yo, you know what's scary? When those retards have kids, bro, it's over, bro.
It's going to be.
It's a wrap, bro.
Yeah. I mean, young guys now, it's crazy to me how, like anything is construed as bullying, like, oh, that's mean, like guys just don't have this fucking killer instinct anymore. It's crazy to me. Like, I'll say some shit like, stop being a bitch. Whoa, that was aggressive. What the fuck? Like, what, bro, when I was growing up, niggas used to punch you just because. Hey, pussy, bam, you know, hit you with the Nelson. Holding your stomach. Oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? Niggas laughing at you and shit, bro. It's like that was just another day in the office. Shoving you in locker, swirlies, fucking wedgies, all that shit. I used to go to school with that shit. Bro, 9-11 happened. Bro, 9-11 happened. It was the worst every single day. Oh, your uncle hit the towers. Oh, they killed Saddam, bro. I couldn't go to school for like a day. I was like, man, this is terrible. Yeah, they killed your other uncle, Saddam Hussein. Ah. Like, bro, bullying, it is what it is. It was great. It made me, like, that's why now racism doesn't affect me at all.
Yeah.
It really doesn't bother me at all.
Go
like
through the fire.
You
could come a whole.
You know, people say some dumb shit. We say, oh, we don't, you know, dabble in the dark. Ha, ha, ha. All these people are fucking soft. If we made that joke 10 years ago, no one will give a fuck.
Yeah, I will say, though, that these times that we're in right now, like, even the social media itself, even, for example, the government, what we watch, is gearing us towards, like, being passive and submissive. So, I mean, us as men, bro, we got to be careful what we watch.
See, look, some idiot in the fucking chat said, Myron off a perk right now. No, nigga, I've never done a drug in my life. This is called charisma. I don't need to fucking take drugs to be able to be on a podcast and speak and have a little bit of fucking, you know, animation to whatever I say. I don't need a drugs to get a pep in my step. But this is the difference. Like, a lot of y'all be, oh, I'm on a Zanny. Oh, I'm on Molly. Oh, I need these drugs to, you know, to figure out what the fuck I'm doing in life. Like, bro, we used to make fun of motherfuckers that did drugs when I went to school. I mean, I hung out with athletes, so dude smoke pot. Ah, you a fucking loser. Loser, ha, right? Like, but nowadays, that shit is glorified. It's weird, bro. People glorify being a fucking loser. It's weird. Tattoos on the face and shit like that. It's strange. This is like...
These are the end times, bro.
Yeah, it's real talk, man. Literally. And people idolize these fucking dorks. Like,
yeah.
Like, not going to the gym, not taking care of yourself, smoking pot, doing Zanny, doing drugs, all this shit. I remember you used to get shamed, bro, if dudes found out you did drugs in school. You know, you might smoke a little pot here or there, but niggas would be like, oh, you're a failure. I remember that shit. Yo, you're a fucking failure, bro. What are you doing? We used to shame the fuck out of each other, but that's good. But nowadays, you can't shame people for poor life decisions. That's oh my God, that's bullying. That's bad. Bullying is good. Bring shame and bullying back again. You want to know why? Because it's a natural buffer against mediocrity. You got some?
I was going to say, like, everyone has their phase of going through, like, drugs or whatever, drinking, but, like, when you become an adult, you got to upgrade, man. You got to change because, bro, that's just lame. So
it's whack, bro.
Yeah.
It's really fucking whack. Like any of you guys here in the chat, if you do drugs or whatever, I don't know what the fuck you're doing, bro. Like, you're literally handicapping yourself for no reason. Like, why?
Especially if you're broke.
Why? Yeah. What the fuck? Like, then people tell me, well, Joe Rogan smokes pot. Mike Tyson smoked pot. You ain't Joe Rogan, nigga, and you're not fucking Mike Tyson either. The fuck? Like, you want to use this small percentage of guys that did it.
You know what's worse? Vaping, bro. That's just so gay.
Fucking stupid.
Bro, who the fuck wants to do a vape that's killing yourself daily?
Dumb.
Bro, vaping is retarded, bro.
You know who vapes? Dumb hoes vape. That's who vapes, bro.
And maggots.
And maggots. We're not
Rumble right now.
Yeah.
We should be, but...
Yeah, yeah, but yeah, bro, like, yeah. If you're out here vaping, doing drugs, smoking pot, taking Xannies, taking Mollies, any of this extra shit, cocaine, any of this stuff, like, what are you doing?
I look so cool.
What are you doing? You're handicapping yourself for no fucking reason. Smoking cigarettes, any of this other fuck shit. Why?
But fresh.
Like,
it's mango flavored.
But eat real mango, nigga.
Like, yo, everybody I know, like, Sneeko used to smoke weed. He stopped. Guess what happened? He 10x'd his income. Started live streaming.
Productive.
Became way more productive. Became way better. As a man, okay? Get this. If you guys could take one thing away from this podcast, take this one fucking thing. As a man, in 2022, going into 2023, you cannot afford to have any distractions or anything that's going to handicap you. You guys see the girls that we bring on this show. All these girls want a guy that's making 100 to 500K per year. That seems to be the fucking average. They all want a guy that's charismatic, charming, in shape, etc. They live on Instagram, so they think that this guy's common. Well, guess what, asshole? When you smell like fucking shit from smoking cigarettes, doing drugs, drinking alcohol all the time, your sweat smells like fucking shit because you don't take care of yourself. You look like a fucking slob. You stink. What the fuck do you think is going to happen? And you're broke. The only people that can get away with smoking pot every day and being a fucking loser are girls. Guys can't do that shit. No millionaire is going to come save you. You ain't going to get invited to no fucking yacht. You're not going to get invited to no listening party. You're not going to get flown out anywhere. No one gives a fuck about you if you're a guy and you're a loser. And doing drugs is one of the best ingredients to being a fucking loser. It's a concoction of fucking mediocrity. Doing drugs, not going to gym, smoking, doing all this fuck shit. Only girls can get away with doing that shit. Men can't. You must become a somebody for anybody to realize you're a fucking anybody.
Fact.
Sorry. That's the world that we live in. No one gives a fuck about average men anymore. Y'all seen it on this podcast. Ask the girl. You want a guy's 5'8", 50K per year? No.
Yo, someone said, Myron, did you guys smoke in Romania? No, retard. It was cigar.
And it was two cigars.
It wasn't weed, nigga.
Yeah, it was two cigars.
This nigga, bro.
I lost my voice. That's how little we smoke or do anything. I smoked half a cigar and lost my voice.
Yeah.
That's how clean these fucking lungs are, assholes. All right?
Speaking of assholes, next caller.
Yeah, next caller.
I'm not joking.
Like the goddamn video, by the
studios,
way.
Studios, $20. The girls are in, by the way.
Oh, the girls are here? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Didn't get scared off from our rant yet?
Not yet. I just walked in.
Yo, what's up?
Yo, guys, I just want to say thank you for all you guys have been doing.
Thanks.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah,
we got
you.
I just wanted to ask you guys real quick, because I've been listening to you guys for a minute while I've been between jobs to get my CDL. I'm also an animation director. But the main thing I wanted to ask you guys, what do you think is going to happen if all these chicks end up trying to go for these, like, high-value men in the future, but then apparently there's not enough to go around because – as they try to do this and the younger chicks come up, then all of a sudden, obviously, there's not going to be any room for them as they get older or even just soon. You know what I mean?
Let me tell you something, bro. It's very simple. Since the beginning of time, about 90% of women, 90 to 100% of women have procreated, whereas only 25 to 40% have procreated. What does that tell you?
It tells me that these chicks are going to be out of luck, or maybe...
I'll do the math for you. That means that the top males get all the fucking girls.
Yeah.
To the winner go all the spoils. A lot of girls will come on this show and say, I work a job and I'm not going to settle on a fucking loser. They'd rather die alone than be settled with a fucking dork.
Or get a career.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah, bro. A lot of these girls are settling, bro.
It's happening right now.
It's happening right now.
As we speak. Only some niggas are smashing. The rest are not.
This is what's going to happen. Polygamy is going to start to be a thing. The dudes at the top are going to have all the fucking girls. It's already happening now. Thanks to social media, dating apps, it's already happening.
It could even go beyond that, I'm guessing, then, if it's really that many chicks and not that many dudes.
Huh?
Like, I'm guessing it could go beyond polygamy where it'd be like three or four chicks to one dude, then, if that's the case.
Yes, my friend. It's happening right now.
Okay.
Even behind the scenes here, it's happening right now.
Yeah, bro. Like,
this is hilarious.
Yeah, man. Yo, I'm telling you, man. Like, that's the world that we're in. The guys at the top are going to have all the girls.
Okay. Mm. That's just crazy. And then just one last thing. I just wanted to give a recommendation. If y'all could, I would like to see at one point Andrew Tate and Destiny come on to your guys' show, because I just feel like they've been the best two guests I've seen besides Jay Waller. And those two having a debate in general would be phenomenal to see.
Okay, dude.
Okay. All right. When Andrew comes back stateside, we'll see what we can make happen.
All right, thank you guys, and stay blessed.
Thank you, brother. Thanks for calling in.
All right, we got 5185, $5, Arturo.
Yeah, Arturo? Hey, Fresh and Fit. Shout out to you guys. Thank you for changing my life. All right, I'm going to get to it. What's
Niggas
the formula
up, quit,
for...
Quit. Bro, get to it.
Hold on. Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yes, but we can hear you. Come
Have
on,
you
man.
Ever had a dream that you...
Hey, what's the formula for finding out a multiplex building that you're trying to buy? I hear you guys talking about
as long as the numbers work.
Cash on cash return.
What is that formula?
Cash on cash return.
Multifamily.
Okay, is what you want. That's what I go off of. I always go off of cash on cash return. Anything over 10% is going to be fantastic depending on what market you're in. All right? Especially in this real estate market with higher interest rates. But basically all you do is you take your net income, all right? You divide it by how much money you put down, your net income for the year. You divide it by how much you put in, and then that will give you a number. So, for example, let's say you drop $100,000 to buy a $400,000 house, right? You put 25% down. You put $100,000 in, right? That house generates you $1,000 a month. That's $12,000 a year, right? 1,000 times 12 is 12,000. $12,000 a year based off of $100,000 that you invested, that's a 12% cash-on-cash return because you put in $100,000 and you get back $12,000. That's 12%. That's a good return. And then if you want to go ahead and use, like, you know, the IRR, that's going to be a little bit higher because then you're adding in other things like, you know, appreciation, all this other bullshit. But I like to just use cash on cash because it keeps it simple. Anything over 10% is good. That's the formula to use, my friend.
Are we able to use anything in collateral, like, for example, a car
for
ownership
what?
With valuables as down payment?
Down payment. Wait, you mean collateral like for a home loan?
No, you can't do that.
Okay.
You got to put other real estate. You could do that, but I mean,
not a car though.
Yeah, but not a car, nigga. Bro, nope.
Look at this, 1972.
I wish I had some people out here to tell me what I could do or what I can't do. That's why I appreciate you guys. Y'all laying it down.
Fucking listen for 2 seconds. You seriously think a bank is going to accept your rusty-ass fucking car when the car market is down, okay, as collateral on a fucking house? Let me tell y'all something. If you go to Bank of America right fucking now and tell them, hey, guys, I want to take a loan for $1,000 to buy stock at Bank of America, you know what they're going to tell you?
Nope.
They won't even give you a loan to buy stock in their own fucking company. That should let you know everything you need to know.
Also, they're not a pawn shop, bro. You can just take a step in there. I want to trade stuff for. Dude, it's not a pawn shop, bro. It's a bank.
Yo,
it's a business.
Nigga, I'm gonna put my car up as collateral on the loan.
You know, damn pawn shop, nigga.
All right.
Collateral. Other property, bro.
Yeah, bro.
The banks are not gonna give you a loan on anything except for a fucking house. Or if you want to go ahead and buy a car like a retard, then yeah, they'll give you a loan on that. But they're gonna make sure they get their fucking money up front on that interest rate.
Yeah, cars depreciate. Always, bro, for the most part. So.
One of the dumbest things you could do is buy a fucking car, especially today's market, bro. And if you're making car
right
payments,
now, don't do it, bro.
Stupid as fuck. We did a whole episode on the car market and why you should not be buying cars right now. And if you do, you better buy it cash. You buy a fucking beater, you drive that bitch into the ground.
Wait.
The only people that should be fucking leasing cars at this point are fucking business owners that can do it, that can actually get a tax refund on it to some degree or depreciate the fuck out that car. But the rest of you niggas that are regular 9-to-5ers, non-entrepreneurs, not buying it for some kind of business venture that you can write off, fuck no.
Yeah.
Hell no. None of y'all should be buying a car right now. Car market's about a tank.
Okay.
All right. I hear you. That was that, man. But goddamn. All right.
All right, Nicholas.
No, cash returns, bro. Cash or cash returns. We just gave you a bunch
you got
of
it,
game
bro.
Right there.
You got it, bro.
All right, let's go with we got the girls here and a few more calls that paid. 8597.
All right.
10-2.
And we could go ahead and just do it right. You know what I mean? Do the after hours right away. No, I went to the gym earlier.
How about we do a call-in show with the girls?
Nah.
No?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind.
We know how that goes.
Okay.
Cool. What's up?
Hello?
Yep.
Can you hear me?
Yep, we can.
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, I guess I just wanted to ask for some dating advice because I was talking to this guy and he ghosted me and I genuinely don't know why, but if you guys could like tell me how it is.
How old
I'm
are you?
20.
Okay. Where are you from? Okay. How tall are you?
I'm 5'1".
Okay, you got to be honest if we're going to be able to dispense the best advice here. How much do you weigh?
I think I weigh 140.
All right, so you're a bigger girl. All right, so 5'1", 140, live in Florida. Okay, and then you said the guy ghosted you. What happened? How'd y'all meet?
Okay, so he DM'd me on Instagram. He had told me that he was like, oh, I think you're cute. Like, we should meet up in person. And I was like, yeah. So at the time being, like, we met up at a club because he met my gay friend at the time.
Okay.
And we hit it off. It was good vibes or whatever. From there, like, he wanted to see me every single day, and I was like, okay, like, that's the vibe.
Okay.
And it was like that because it was like
hold
that
on. Did he smash?
Sorry.
Did he smash?
No.
What?
Stop the cap.
Wait, let's be able to give the best you can't cap on this.
Yeah, you can't cap.
Did y'all fuck or no?
Don't
yeah,
cap.
It's not.
So y'all didn't smash.
We did have affection. Like, we would kiss, like, hold hands. It was that, but I just didn't, like, want to fuck him. Only because, like,
how long were you guys?
I didn't want to give it up.
How long was he coming over to hang out with you or whatever?
Almost every single day, like, unless he had work. But other than that, like, I wouldn't see him.
For how long?
How long? It would be, like, I want to say, like, 5 or 6 hours.
No, but I mean, like, how long
time
did
period.
He see you every day?
Time period.
Like, how long he would see me, like?
No, how long was the time period? Was it a week? Was it 2 weeks? How long did he come consistently seeing you?
Oh, it was for a month.
No wonder he ghosted your ass,
yeah,
nigga.
Yeah, no, of course he's going to ghost you. What the fuck?
He just smashed in a month? Nigga's gone, bro.
Yeah, bro. I mean, even every sip has his day.
The thing is,
what?
That, like, I had told him. I had told him. I was like, oh, like, I want to take things slow. Like, I barely know you. Because he's from, I don't know if you guys know the city, but it's St. Cloud. He's from St. Cloud, and he was like, what?
Shorty.
He,
I'm going to give it up.
Yeah.
Tell us what you, Shorty. Myron just answered some questions. You gave yourself your own answer. What happened was,
only,
nigga was like, yo, Shorty's cute. I'm feeling her. I'm going to take her out. We're going to see what's up. You said to him, oh, I want to take it slow. I don't know you
after
that well.
A month.
And he said, all right, you know what? I'm going to give her some chances. A week pass. He said, all right, I'm going to get another week. Second week pass. Nigga said, nigga, this shit, I'm about to give me a blue ball. Third week, he said, nah, fuck this shit.
Three.
And then,
then the fourth week,
yeah, it's over. So off rip, like, nigga was giving you chances, but you had him long for, like, the whole ride. I mean, like, what do you expect? He's going to leave. What do you expect?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you
so
deserve,
like,
to get ghosted at that point.
So, like, for me, I was raised differently. So, like, my mom is very, like, old school. My mom's like, oh, just, like, have him wait. And then, like, once you know that his intentions are just, like, you and only you, like, then, like, do what you got to do. But for now, like, respect yourself
you
as a woman.
Now it's you and only you. For
what happened?
With clubs like that.
Yeah. Like, here's the thing, bro. Like, you got to understand that guys have certain tolerance levels, right? There's guys out there that will simp and wait
right.
for you forever. And then there's some guys that will, you know, give it a week, a day, whatever. The typically, the higher the guy's value, the less patience they have. I'm shocked this guy actually waited around a month for you and hung out with you 3-4 days a week for 5 hours at a time. God fucking damn.
That's
and then
commitment.
For you to be 5'1", 140, you ain't even that bad.
That's
no
commitment,
offense.
Bro.
So for him to do that, and here's the other thing, too. Let's keep it all the way 1,000, ma'am. You didn't like him that much. You're not going to make a guy wait that a month that you actually are physically attracted to, aroused by, etc. The guy probably has some pussy nigga tendencies. You're like, okay, this guy's a nice guy. I can make him wait. The reason why you made him wait was because you felt comfortable that you could make him wait and he would stick around. That's why you're so shocked right now that he actually left after a month, because he was a simp and you thought you could keep him stringing along for longer. That's the reality.
So I'm curious, caller. When would you have given up the box? Like, when would you say, you know what? All right, he deserves to have the box now. When would that actually be?
Scary part is she probably can't even answer.
It was going to be like a 3-month trial. Like, I was going to, like, give it, like, up after the
game. Steve Harvey? Oh, hell
three
no.
I bet you in the version. Oh,
yo.
You fucking the first night before?
Yo,
have you?
3 months? Nigga, you about to be single for life, nigga.
3 months.
What?
Oh, my God. Well,
hell no.
Actually, you're right, though, because, like, I have been single for 3 years. So it's like, I just thought, like, having him, like, would have, like.
3 years?
I don't give a fuck.
Are you a virgin?
Hell no, bro.
No.
Channel.
Then what are you waiting for? Nigga, you already fucked it up. What the fuck are you waiting for?
I don't know.
It's been it.
You're so right. It's just, I don't know. I just.
Nigga, where are you, Chris?
You
don't know me yet, bro.
Oh, man. Yo, what the fuck?
The fuck nigga,
what kind of weird ass fucking bum nigga analogy is that? Yo, what the fuck?
Yeah, Chris is weird, dog.
I'm reading the comments. Everyone's saying that I'm capped. That's crazy.
I mean, you might be to some level, but 3 months is crazy.
I kind of believe it. Nigga just probably got fed up and said, fuck this shit. I'm not waiting on
he's
for both.
I waited a month and then 3 months?
And the other thing, too, is that he was hanging out with you damn near every day for 4 or 5 hours. God
nigga
damn.
Said, if I put enough time, I'm going to get a reward. I'm going to get smashed. Nigga said, nah, this is a waste of time.
Nah, the reality is this. His value wasn't high enough. He wasn't that attractive. She hung out with him, etc., but he was a pussy. She knew that he was a pussy.
Yeah.
She wasn't attracted and aroused by him like that. So she's like, let me try. I need more time to like him. And then, you know, he didn't build up enough attraction in the time period. She thought he was going to hang around. He didn't hang around, which is why she's calling in right now, because she's shocked at the fact that he actually ghosted her and left. And that's kind of how it goes.
Yeah.
I mean, ladies, you got to understand that, like, what I tell women is, if you there's certain guys that you can play games with, and there's certain guys that you can't play games with.
Yeah.
And if you do play games, understand that there's always going to be an expiration time clock with playing the games. And the higher that value, the less he's going to let you fuck around with him.
And basically, like, have you heard the term blue balls, by chance?
Oh, yeah. That nigga.
I heard blue balls are a myth. Is it a myth?
No. His balls exploded. Can you even the mouth?
Yeah, you blew balls. That boy a smurf now.
For real. Literally, bro.
I feel like, okay, so I don't know if you guys want to get more in depth with it, but I feel like the reason why I was hesitant on trying to give it up so easily is because he had just gone out of a relationship and they were together for 3 years. And then
Stop. You don't try to female rationalize it. This is Fresh and Fit. He wasn't that attractive.
You're right, yeah.
Stop the fucking cat, bro. We're not friends. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
Right.
The reason why is because he got out of a relationship for 3 years. Fuck out of here.
It don't matter.
Hear me out.
If your girlfriend
I thought it was a red flag.
No, you made the wrong decision, stupid. That nigga gone.
That nigga's supposed to explode, bro.
Yeah, bro. We're going to give it to you straight. You fucked up. You thought that you could play him a little bit longer. He walked away. Now you're wondering, oh, my God, what the fuck?
Yeah,
bro. You can only play.
That was on you.
Yeah, that's on you. That's an L.
That's on you.
Just hold it. All right. We're giving it to you straight. We're not your girlfriends. We're not gonna sit here and confirm your bad decisions.
At least you know now the truth.
Yeah. And she knows too. She admitted. Yeah, he wasn't
now,
attractive.
Now, with
come
the
on,
truth,
man.
Do what you will. But
just
at least you know
who
the truth.
They can make way and who they can't, bro.
Yeah.
There's some niggas that they're fucking them the first night. Other guys like, I think I can check them off for 3 months.
3 months, bro.
3 months, bro.
All right, a few more calls, right, and all right. Girls are waiting.
Yo, this is comedy, though.
Yeah, 10 girls.
When girls call to the show, it's always hilarious.
I'm not losing all this fucking weight for a girl. Maybe wait that fucking long, bro.
3 months?
Go to fucking hell. I already spinning the cash so I can tell a bitch like that go to hell.
All
right. Boy, ain't even wait 3 months.
Facts. He's a nice
and
guy.
That nigga 300 pounds.
And he's a nice guy.
Never fucking again, bro.
Yeah.
Never, bro.
Okay. No, that shit trash.
Okay, 8914.
Wait on these nuts. So you can wait on.
All right, what's up, caller?
Yo, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay.
Today's
well, first of all, I think I speak for so many of your viewers that, you know, you guys provide a ton of value, and it's absolutely awesome. And the other thing I have to say is, Fresh, I feel like you're the one who gets roasted more than anyone on the show. However, the other day when you called Myron Walmart Aladdin, I just about lost my shit. That was... absolutely hilarious. So first, I just want to get that out of the way. But here is my question for you guys. I'm going to try to keep it as concise as possible, and I think it'll help a lot of guys. So not all men. A lot of men watch your stuff as entertainment. I certainly watch it as entertainment, but I also take the less from it, the mindset, because me personally, I see myself as not average. I'm not going to be average. I'm never going to settle for average. That's the kind of person that I am. And I think a lot of your viewers are that way, right? And so I'm always thinking ahead, and I'm looking at the end game here. Now, I think that guys who are like, you know what, I'm going to wait around until I find the right one, and I'm just going to get a virgin, right? You guys, I don't know if you've heard of, like, Owen Cook or, you know, RSD and all that, but I've been following that guy's stuff for a long time as well. I'm actually going to shoot out to L.A. to go to one of his events tonight. I'm already late as fuck, but whatever. And then basically what he said is if you want a serious relationship, you almost have to get even more intense with your abundance, with your rotation, with having a lot of options, because if they're getting more and more rare to find a good quality girl, what are the chances that you're going to sit back and see less, date less, and get the needle in the haystack, right? Yeah. And so my question, all that context that I'm building up, is leads to this question. You can't turn a hoe into a housewife. We all know that. We all acknowledge that. But where do you draw the line between okay, you can't turn a hoe into a housewife, but it's on the other extreme end of that is, oh, I'm going to wait for the perfect one, and I can't change them, right? I think if you have the mentality that, like, I won't do any training, any changing, nothing, that you're going to be sitting around waiting for something that doesn't exist. I think you have to train them a little bit and guide them and go, hey, look, you grew up in this culture, whatever, you have this life, maybe this mentality. Let me teach you something.
Yeah, bro,
that's not
here,
how
here,
it's going to work
let
with
me
you,
just,
right?
Let me just, because
yeah.
I know what route you're
yeah.
going down. Yo, I'm going to yeah. make it very simple for you. We've talked about this explicitly. We've even had Donovan Sharp on the show and talked about how, like, in 2022, a lot of girls come with bad habits that you're going to have to train out of them. So if you want a girl to be your perfect girlfriend, yeah, bro, you're going to have to teach her how to be that perfect girlfriend. Because a lot of girls will come in with just bad fucking habits. They'll think, let me post pictures of my ass on the internet. Let me go to the club. Let me go on girls trips, et cetera. Right. They're going to want to go ahead and do single dot girl shit while simultaneously trying to be your girlfriend. And the reality is you got to nip that shit in the butt off rip. Now, you don't say, hey, bitch, you can't go outside. No, you don't do that. You basically say, listen. If you want to be my girlfriend, this is why it's so important that the girl has to ask you for the fucking relationship. Because when they ask you for the relationship, well, then you can dictate your terms. You have more leverage. You have more negotiating power. Yo, this is what I expect in my girlfriend, and that she can either comply or goodbye. If she wants to cooperate with your requirements, fantastic. Then you elevate her to girlfriend. If she doesn't, then she stays in the fucking sex rotation only. And trust me, every girl, she likes you to some degree, is going to want commitment from the guy. Just that she wants commitment from the right guy. You need to be that fucking right guy. Because you can't demand, you can't have these requirements, you can't have these demands unless you're that fucking guy.
Pure
you got to have your you got to be a shit, you got to be charismatic, you got to be charming, you got to be smell good, have your teeth straight, clean, all that shit. Become that fucking guy, then you can demand these things. Listen, Harvard University has like a less than 1% acceptance rate, or there's a 3%. I remember when I was going to college, it was like a less than 3% acceptance rate, it was between 1% and 3%. And people still go and do whatever the fuck is required to get into Harvard. Why? Because the name has prestige behind it. You need to be the Harvard for these girls. Because when you're that fucking guy, trust me, they'll go ahead and they'll accommodate your requirements if you're that fucking guy. If you're a loser, though, she's going to look at you like, fuck you, nigga, I'm going to the club. That's what happens when a girl don't respect you. But women know what guys they can try and which guys they can't. So what I'm telling you is you need to be that guy, and you got to understand that most girls are not going to come with good habits. They're going to come with some street activity. You know what I'm saying? You got to program that shit out of them.
Okay. Excellent. Great points. Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you for your time. You guys keep doing what you're doing. You're crushing it. And I just love it, man. I'm going to keep supporting you guys in every way I can. Thank you so much.
Be Harvard, my friend.
Be Harvard.
Be Harvard.
All right, caller. Thanks, man.
All right, let's go with 1 second. 1119, $20.
A lot of y'all niggas be fucking like DeVry University, though.
Kaiser. Kaiser.
A lot of y'all niggas be Phoenix University online trying to tell these girls what the fuck is new. Get the fuck out of here, bro.
ICDC College.
Yeah, y'all niggas be community college trying to tell girls, oh, yeah, I have these requirements. You're going to look at you like, fuck you, bro. I plan to transfer to a real university after this.
You need me here.
I'm just here for my prerequisites, nigga.
All right, caller.
Hello?
Yep.
Yo.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, yep. We hear you.
All right, speed around with these
guys. I can't believe I'm fucking talking to the – I can't believe I'm actually talking to you guys, man. Yo, Myron.
Hey, man. Fresh. Yeah, we're not that – bro. We're not special.
Yeah,
we're
not.
Just regular niggas, bro. Ask your question. Go ahead. Fresh. Speed round.
I just want to say, as a preface, I'm wondering if maybe you could do a Woman Wednesdays to – exemplify the point of not just with how men deal with women or like regular women, but also how women in their families, particularly their mothers, can hold them back. Because my mother was on some batshit criminal shit, bitch, stealing my money, defrauding me. She used all my money and my taxes to purchase a house and then used false claims of domestic violence to get both me and my brother kicked out. So,
God damn.
Yeah.
Well, my friend,
women
very
evil,
specific example. Most moms don't do that to their kids.
Yeah, she's on your ass, nigga.
And that's unfortunate that happened to you, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, shit was bad, man. I was even I almost killed myself last year, and I found your content late 2021 into early 2022, and the work that you guys did inspired me to pursue an education in software engineering. Went to Flatiron. And graduated in August, bro. I got my software engineering certificate. I'm currently looking for a job right now. So I just want to say, man, honestly, the work that you guys do is fucking crazy.
work that you guys do is helpful. And to all the other people out there that just be watching, be bitching, all you other bitch niggas out there, I heard the other fucking caller talking about, oh, now everyone can be a doctor if you don't have the IQ. Nigga, you don't have to be a doctor. You don't got to be a rapper. You don't got to be a fucking billionaire. Just don't be a simp-ass loser, bro. Don't be a fucking piece of shit chilling around in your fucking bedroom, smoking weed, play 2K, and then going to your $12 an hour job. Do something with your fucking life, bro. There's always something you can fucking do. Now, the job market, trash. But I'm still doing what I can, bro.
No, man. Perfect example of not letting your past with your mom fuck up your present, which will destroy your future. And that's the thing as a man. You guys got to remember, bro, that no one gives a fuck about your past. No one gives a fuck what you're going through. The only thing that people care about is results, especially when you're a man, bro. So,
And your future as
well. Yeah, and your future, of course. So I'm glad that you that you're still here with us, my friend, and that's what we're talking about. That's that winner mindset.
Bro.
That's that eye of the tiger. You're not gonna let the fucking any type of setbacks fuck you up. Hey man, just cut your mom off. It is what it is, man. Some people are fucking.
But that's the unfortunate thing, man. That's actually what I wanted to ask you about because you're agent for Homeland Security. I understand you have some not like I'm looking for legal advice or anything, but. Naturally, all the legal advice, not to mention police, they're pretty fucking useless. It's like them niggas are simps too. So I'm just wondering, like, how best, because she has my sister, and I've been taking care of my sister. She's special needs. I've been taking care of her my whole life. And because of what she did, I've effectively been ostracized for my sister too. And she can't take care of myself. And I know that bitch does not like taking care of her, and I fear for the worst for her. So I've been wondering, like, what type of legal advice can I help what type of lawyer could I go to help deal with financial abuse particularly?
You need to go to a family lawyer and articulate your point and see what you can do depending on your state.
All right, man.
All right.
Yeah. All right,
brother.
Shout out to FNF.
Lawyer, see what you can do as far as getting custody of your sister.
Thanks.
And then have documentation ready to show that your mom's a criminal and or was arrested and isn't a fit guardian / caretaker. And you better have all your stuff in order to show that you're a provider and you can take care of your sister. Cool?
Yep, he's gone.
All right, cool. All right, who's up next?
Let's go.
Look at that, man. We're saving lives, bro.
Facts.
People literally wanting to hurt themselves and they don't watching the pod. That's what's up. I guarantee you the haters don't get those fucking kinds of calls.
Nope.
Them bum-ass reaction channels. You know who I'm talking about.
They get laughing emojis and that's it.
Yeah, bro.
All right, let's go. One
fucking
more caller and then read Super Chat.
All right, last call.
71.
All right.
Yep.
Go ahead, bro.
All right, so I'm going to try to make this real quick. So I just got an
LLC. Just make it quick. Yo, hit the question, bro.
So, all right, so basically I got an LLC. My question to you is this. I'm trying to scale up this. I'm doing vending machines right now. I'm trying to scale that up. And then my question is, should I worry about scaling that up first, or could I simultaneously start to get into real estate and do, like you said, get the FHA loan and, like, try to get, like, a duplex or something? Or should I scale my vending machine business first?
That depends on how much capital you have and what you're and do you have the money to actually get into real estate yet?
Yeah, I would master the vending machine business first, get that capital and foundation set first. Once that's done, the next business is investing your money because, bro, you got to – that business, bro, takes time and effort. And, like, until you know what A to Z – hey, man, you should learn it first, get the money up, then invest.
I mean, he could get an FHA loan and get into a property right now, but, I mean, bro, I don't know how much money you have. I don't know how much capital you have. I don't know how much your business is generating. Yeah. So that is all very important because I'll tell you this, bro, you don't want to be house poor. You need to have quite a bit of money in reserves if you're going to get into real estate.
All right, that makes a lot of sense. Appreciate it.
All right, brother.
Yeah, bro.
Take it easy, man. Right. Niggas in the chat making fun of the hate.
And, callers, I know I missed a few $2 super chats, $5 on the phone lines. Next week, we'll get you guys.
Cool.
We have a show to run. We got some chats to read. Cool.
Yo, we got the best chat in the fucking world, bro.
Now, okay, YouTube is fire, but Rumble.
Yeah.
Rumble's another level.
Rumble is a whole other level.
Short cap before catching this on Rumble.
Okay.
Lucius Zagaratis says, first, Dono, glad to see you guys back on Rumble. You guys don't hold back on this platform.
Oh, yeah. We don't hold back
on
Rumble, bro.
We don't.
And what else do we got?
Let's read 1 book club.
The Hollow Turtle.
All right, happy 1 year, Big Mo. Joined the Discord 2 months ago, and I knew it wasn't meant to be there. Just moved out and got welcomed by FNF Dallas. Shout out to Rod, Eric, and the gang. Anyone that says the community don't help people can suck my dick. Fantastic.
Thanks.
Thank you. Shout out to all our guys over there in Dallas, man. Shout out FNF gang trying to get healthy. Any suggestions on how to curb sweets cravings? Eat more fruit.
It's a lifestyle.
Blackberries, strawberries are very low calorie, and those will help you with your sweet tooth. Saw Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle last night. Chris talked about nobody caring about how much money women make or what they could do. Dave talked about how cheating on his wife is why his marriage works. FNF always spin. Facts. Bro,
yo,
I've been telling y'all niggas.
Comedians, bro.
That's how it's always been. Rich, famous men always fuck other bitches. These women are delusional if they think that they're going to have a high-value man to themselves. It don't work that way.
You know what's funny? Comedians speak truth, true comedy. And they've been saying this for a minute, bro. Chris Rock is RP aware. Also, as well, Dave Chappelle. They know the game. So it's funny.
When I say it, it's misogyny. But when Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock been saying this since the fucking
90s. It's not funny.
It's not,
It's not a rap lyric. It's not like a musical entertainment.
It's how the world
raw
works.
Truth.
It's how the world works.
Yes. But in comedy, it's funny.
You're never going to have a winner to yourself. Once women can get that through their fucking skulls, they'll be happier.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he cheated on me. Bitch, he's a multimillionaire. You think he's only going to want to have sex with you?
And then from that guy to the next guy, he's going to cheat too. So it's like, bro.
Yeah, you go ahead and you get the bum. He's going to fuck another bitch too.
Probably even faster.
All right. Happy 1 year anniversary, Mo. You have the best smile that can light up any room. Pause, nigga. God damn.
That's a girl.
Hey!
Still gay.
Congratulations on all of your accomplishments thus far.
Look at Slimmer, too.
What's your name? Bree Deeza?
Thank you, Bree.
Hey, did you smash her?
What? No. I don't know. This is a female supporter.
Is that your friend?
Female supporter. I'm a man of God, by the way.
Okay.
I'm a man of God, of course.
I can understand that.
No, let's make it to the fuck out of here.
Gay!
Nigga got female friends. fresh from your experience. Which girls are the baddest in Miami? White, Hispanic, or black? Well, there's no white girls here. so it's mostly Hispanic girls.
I would say, no, there's some white girls here.
I know, I'm just kidding.
White and Hispanic, of course.
Wait, are you saying that's the black girl's friend?
Most. Keep the show going, bro.
Nick,
good.
You don't dabble in the dark?
Nigga, shut up. I do.
What do you mean?
Not.
You don't? You black as hell, nigga. You don't like your own? We about to get canceled.
What are you saying?
It's
my preference, bro. My preference.
It's your preference?
Yeah.
Allegedly fresh. Allegedly.
Bro, fresh ain't our Knight Rider.
This is a Gawala, bro. What about you?
Oh, shit.
I've definitely David Hasselhoff more than you have.
I doubt that.
I definitely have.
I'm from the islands. There's no way, bro.
Yeah, nigga, you smashed white tourists when you were in the islands.
No, I mean black.
No, they're white tourists.
I know.
That's the most of your...
But what first thing is black girls.
Yeah, but he didn't fuck with them, though.
I did.
This nigga fool
I
you.
Did.
No, you didn't, bro.
This nigga, bro.
There's a nigga capping for them.
How would you know?
Bro.
I said the majority was tourists, but nigga, I had to, like, go to the fire, too.
No, we're not on Rumble.
Okay.
I can't wait for this clip to come out a year later.
We're not?
Go through the fire. And, yo, I can't wait. This clip's going to come out 1 year later. Niggas going to be like, oh, look at Fresh and Fritz, they're racist. Look at them making these jokes.
Listen, bro. Everyone has their preferences, okay?
All right.
That's all I'm going to say, bro.
Yeah, you're right.
So you don't love your black queen?
I do, bro.
You do?
I'm just saying.
Everyone has to go through a fire.
Listen, man. Let's keep the show going. Shout to all my black queens, man. Shout to all my black queens.
And
canceled.
Are we still on air?
Yeah, we're still on.
For now.
Still on?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Fresh is a man of God, by the way.
Can't wait for this to be used
again.
Thank you, Mo.
Thank you, Mo.
Some fucking random bimbo is going to pull this shit out of fucking nowhere when we get into an argument about with Asian doll again, and it's just going to, oh, shit, look at these guys.
You know what I find funny, though? Like, my family's black, bro. My mom, my sister, my cousin is like, bro.
Oh, yeah, we know that.
Obviously, I love my black queens.
And don't forget, Fresh is a humanitarian.
Yes.
An upstanding citizen. A saint and an angel in this humane
society. Thank you, Mo.
I'll say this, though. They'll clip the part when we make fun of black girls, but they don't clip the part when I make fun of the Asian girls. Me, you love you long time. Nobody says nothing about. Or the Beckys, you know?
Yo, we make fun of everybody. Everybody, bro.
Everybody gets roasted.
Even me.
I mean? Yeah.
Even you.
We make fun of all races.
Walmart Aladdin.
No one is safe.
Walmart.
No one is safe.
Walmart Aladdin.
Walmart Aladdin. That's your best joke right there.
There you go.
Okay. Similar. Well, you look like fucking Tar. You're only trying to stop.
Yo, this nigga Aladdin.
And get to a mutual understanding. Your cast is doing a great job. Don't stop. Fuck the haters. Yeah, absolutely, bro. Fuck the haters, man.
Digital Darkness.
And then
OD,
can't forget 1811 cover the Shaquella Robinson murder. It has it all. Hyenas murdering one another. Official cover. Make us a hyenas murder.
What the fuck?
Yo. Official cover-up, and now the FBI is involved. It's trending and would expose you to new viewers. All right, thanks.
OG MJ.
OG MJ. I think it's got no Swabby fucking
ENT.
Show, bro. What did they call that girl's on the show again? Rumble? Huh? They called her like a something donkey?
I forgot.
Yo, man.
I know the Will one was hilarious.
Yeah, yo, man. Y'all niggas got no chill.
Damn, I forgot.
All right. Where are we at?
God damn.
All right. My mom just died on the 15th of November. Her funeral is Monday. Them, Sneeko, Tate, et cetera, keeping me and Lil Bro's head above water right now. Thank you guys for helping my mental health. And then he gives his number. Thank
Shout
you, bro.
To you, bro.
That's from Swavy at ENT. What's up? Looking forward towards real estate when it comes to selecting tenants. Well, I have access to certain backgrounds such as credit score and his or her occupation. I just got to make sure he or she legit pay on time. Yeah, bro. You run a full background check on all tenants. Nigga, what the hell? That's
yeah, always.
One. Yeah. I'm 6'3", workout, six figures, and an investment consultant. Women now have the audacity to approach when those same women would never approach me 15 years ago. Social media has made low-level women think they deserve these guys. Captain America. All right, shout out to you, bro.
Naughty Nurse.
Wants to show love, $20.
Naughty Nurse.
Naughty Nurse. Okay, want to show love. Shout out to Naughty Nurse. Have a question, please and praise. I think we probably got you on the phone. Yeah. Guys, why take on sponsors? You guys could say what you wanted in the past because you don't need to answer to sponsors. And that's from JMC. Well, here's the thing, bro. It's a business. I mean, I don't know why y'all. I mean,
guys, this is not charity work. I mean, it could be, and it was at the beginning, but still a business.
Yeah, and we still give out a lot of free value. You don't have to pay a dime to watch this right now.
Facts.
Come on, man. So on the line and want to ask the fellas for advice. Much love, y'all. Got you. Brandon Henry, congrats on 1 million 7. And then he gives his number. Thank you. And then where we at? And that's from Banner Henry. Okay, I'm 35, single, good job, making 160K a year plus, love doing fun things, but I haven't really been out as much as I like. I don't really like bars. Where can I meet quality women? That's from Danny G.
A bookstore.
Yep.
Out
and about during the day.
Get a hobby, bro, like, for example, playing tennis. Like, my thing is, like, a good girl's can be found, like, not in a club, but maybe in, like, for example, a nice environment, maybe, you know, fun activities, hiking, ballroom dancing, shit like that.
Yeah, you can actually pick up a lot of girls from ballroom dancing.
Yeah.
You know, that shit is gay as hell.
Salsa right. too.
Hello from Malaysia. Congrats on 1 million subs. Oh, we got the whole world watching. Money Monday request. Can you invite someone experienced who can coach us on about business leadership? Say 10, 20, 50, 100, 500 employees.
We had Jay Waller on, man.
Yeah, we've had Jay Waller on.
Come on, bro.
Watch those episodes, man. You got over 100 employees.
That'll be capping, man.
Myron, looks like a Sydney's GR Groove villain from Despicable Me and Fresh Bleeds 10W30 oil.
That's actually pretty funny.
That was actually pretty funny. Fresh is black as fuck, man. I ain't gonna lie.
Super black, bro.
Yeah, he is black as hell. You see this thing in the club, you don't see nothing but his chain.
Shut
all right, guys.
Fuck.
We're gonna be right back with the after hour show.
Yeah.
And what, Chris, call it. What time are we gonna do it?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock? All right.
Yep.
Maybe even sooner. Who knows?
9:30.
All right.
No, can't be.
Chris, like, wait, shit.
All right,
we got the girls here. We're going to have an after-hour show for y'all in about probably, but somewhere between 30 to 45 minutes. Love y'all. Peace.
Peace.